to window on your home. Call 303-233-0833 now or go to bristolwindows.com.
Find out how affordable quality can be. AM760.
Hey, Colorado, this is Al Franken.
And you're listening to AM760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Secretary Rice arrives in the Middle East.
The United States, of course, wants to bring the fighting to an end.
Fuel more expensive than ever.
Here you've got all-time record high prices for gasoline.
Uncle Sam rethinks relief.
Big changes in federal disaster aid.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Diplomacy moves front and center as the fighting in southern Lebanon rages on. CBS's Vicki Barker reports from Beirut, where Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is opening her efforts to end the warfare.
Short in duration, potentially long in impact. Condoleezza Rice's unannounced stop here in Beirut is sending the signal that the Bush administration wants to quicken the pace of diplomacy. But diplomacy comes as the bloodshed intensifies. For more, here's Dan Raviv at Rice's next destination, Israel.
First on the CBS News Early Show, a comment by Deputy Secretary of State Nicholas Burns.
The ceasefire has to be sustaining. It has to last.
And Israeli spokesman Mark Regev says U.S. diplomacy on the spot can help, but first, armed might paves the way.
Hezbollah is being weakened now as we speak by our military operation.
Now it's time, he says, to get the Shiite Muslim militants out of southern Lebanon. They're fighting back fiercely for a sixth day. Israeli attack helicopters looking for targets. One copter crashed, several Israeli soldiers wounded. Near chaos as they arrived at a Haifa hospital. In southern Lebanon, medical services even more overstretched. Many wounded children, their parents say cars and minibuses fleeing the violence were bombed or shelled by Israel. David Bowden of Sky News in that area.
All over the place, bombs over to my right, in the middle, and behind me, boom, boom, boom.
On this side, fewer rocket strikes today. Live in Israel, Dan Raviv, CBS News.
Well, the warfare in Lebanon is generating heat here at home. In Los Angeles yesterday, thousands turned out for a pro-Israel rally, only to confront noisy counter-demonstrators denouncing the Israeli offensive. Saddam Hussein's trial has resumed in Baghdad after a two-week recess. The star defendant is absent. He was sent to the hospital yesterday, the 17th day of a hunger strike, but he's expected to return to the courtroom later in the week. In London, CBS's Larry Miller says a published report quotes a top Iraqi official who says sectarian unity in Iraq is doomed.
As Iraq's prime minister meets with Tony Blair at Downing Street, London's independent newspaper quotes a senior Iraqi government official as saying the sectarian breakup of Iraq is inevitable. In his words, Iraq as a political project is finished. Now it's plan B, how to divide up the country.
The arms race in South Asia may be escalating. The Washington Post reports independent U.S. analysts say, based on satellite photos, that Pakistan is building a powerful reactor for plutonium production. The story quotes a senior Pakistani official as acknowledging the expansion is underway. Record territory for gas prices. During the past 2 weeks, they've climbed nearly 2 cents to an average that's just a shade over $3 a gallon. Chicago trader Phil Flynn says the hike is not being driven by turmoil abroad.
People will just blame the situation in the Middle East as an excuse, but it really comes against the backdrop of record demand here in the U.S.
The mercury is expected to climb again today in California, where a heat wave is blamed in the deaths of 4 people over the past week. And rising temperatures mean a major strain on the state's power grid, says spokesman Greg Fishman.
We're expecting very high demand on the system again, possibly over 50,000 megawatts, which would set a new record.
Power woes continue for tens of thousands in St. Louis, hit by a strong storm Wednesday, and in parts of Queens, New York, where power's been out for more than a week. The FDA has a new prescription it hopes will end conflicts of interest in the drug approval process. We're live with CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
It's not what critics say is needed to keep drug decisions free of industry influence, but the FDA today releases guidelines showing how and why it allows scientists with conflicts of interest to serve on influential panels. Merrill Guzner is with the Center for Science and the Public Interest.
More openness is always a good thing, but the FDA ought to experiment to see if they can find people without conflicts of interest.
Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
It's 4 minutes past the hour.
Call the Mortgage Store today at 303-423-7171.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. A professional skydiver competing in an event near Longmont has died of injuries suffered when her chutes failed to open this weekend. The Boulder County coroner identifies the skydiver as 37-year-old Marianne Kramer of McKinney, Texas. She had jumped from about 5,000 feet during the pro swooping tour. Kramer was flown to Denver Health Medical Center, where she underwent surgery to treat internal injuries. She was experienced and had as many as 4,000 jumps. The Middle East conflict is having a big impact on gas prices, now at an all-time high.
This is the price, $3.01 per gallon for self-serve regular, that caused demand to cave in briefly last year after prices spiked. If demand does cave in somewhat, this will add to supply and bring prices down.
Industry analyst Tribble Lundberg, a gallon of gas now just over $3 nationwide. The AAA says prices averaging $2.93 a gallon here in the Denver Metro. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
We got a real quiet start to the drive so far. Everything to this point rolling up to speed. No unusual surprises or slowdowns. Accident-free, and certainly construction cones have been picked up. So everything is kind of chugging along here. Pretty good cloud cover to the east. That'll keep the sunshine out of the eyes. And if your travels take you along I-76 eastbound out toward the Julesburg area, be aware that stretch of highway is shut down temporarily with a police scene investigation. Weather for today, we've got partly cloudy conditions and very hot, isolated afternoon.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1875. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1875. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1875. That's 1-800-771-1875.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at CheaperFords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to CheaperFords.com.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down. And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street. For free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD.
1-800-441-0277. That's 1-800-441-0277. 1-800-441-0277.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Magic Mortgages. 0% interest. No payments for a year. Celebrity endorsements. Sound too good to be true?
It is. Get real. Think Waypoint Mortgage. A local direct lender with real options, real loan programs, and really low rates. Helping people buy their dream home or refinance their existing mortgage is all they do. If you're stuck in an ARM, Waypoint has the lowest fixed rate conversions in the industry. Call Waypoint Mortgage today. 303-741-6800.
Hey, how's the wedding planning going?
I'm excited, but the planning is really stressing me out. Between the caterer, florist, and my mother-in-law, I'm completely overwhelmed. And what about the music at the reception?
Whoa! Just breathe, girl. Music is the easiest part. When I got married, I called Team Nickel Productions, and they did so much to help me out. They know weddings are expensive, and they worked within my budget.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Team Nickel Productions met with me in person to pick out the music I wanted to hear for my special day. They even worked with my reception location to set up all the details, and they even had karaoke. It was the easiest part of my wedding. You should call Team Nickel Productions now.
What's the number?
720-266-4918.
Call Team Nickel Productions at 720-266-4918 or click on the image in your media player. Let Team Nickel Productions provide the music for your exclusive gathering. Team Nickel Productions, 720-266-4918.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's EngelHomesColorado.com.
They got us into this. I keep, you know, I hate to think in what would have been, what could have been, what should have been. But when you think about it, if Al Gore had been president of the United States as he justly was, as he was but for the damn Supreme Court anointing George W. Bush, idiot on parade. And you know what? I used to hesitate calling him an idiot. But I really, after watching his performance at the G8, mouthful, Tony Blair, like, did you? And then looking at, did you see the clip of him yesterday going, "Hi, China is big, Russia is big." I mean, yes, it may be difficult to talk to Kim Jong-un, but my goodness gracious, could we have an articulate man in the White House again, ever? I would rather have one who got a BJ in the White House who understood what the heck he was doing to this man ever under any circumstances. Even if you are a right-wing Republican, you must be weeping at the ignoramus in the office now, who sits there and can't even be, giving Angela Merkel a back rub. This man has no decorum, no sense of place, no sense of propriety. No wonder the world is giving us a big raspberry. No wonder, as Zbigniew Brzezinski said last night on Larry King, and yes, I stayed up, it was hotter than heck up here in the Pacific Northwest, which it has no business being. By the way, I don't miss Denver necessarily either, these hot days, dog days of summer. Goodness gracious, I do miss Denver a lot, but, and my family in particular. Hi, family, good morning. But it is in these hot dog days of summer when it's almost impossible to think. I just glued myself in anticipation of the Monday Take at 8 with Ed, which, by the way, is postponed today because Ed decided to take the day off. He's probably sweltering up in Minnesota and decided, take the day off. So I'll be doing a Monday Take at 8, though, at 8 a.m. this morning with myself and you, if no one else. It's 303-713-7600. Look. I kept looking for signs of hope. It's like, okay, hundreds dead in Iraq, internecine warfare, Ayatollah Sistani, according to David Ignatius of the Washington Post, may be deciding to throw his hands up in the air in Iraq and say, can't do this anymore. Mess. And pray for Ayatollah Sistani, no matter what your religious beliefs, or even if you don't, if you're an atheist, say nice one to a tree, because if Ayatollah Sistani backs out of Iraq, we are well and truly fried on the sidewalk in 130-degree weather, which every time I start to moan and whine about when it hits in the 90s, I think, okay, 130 degrees in Iraq. Shut up. And there's a garbage strike. You know why there's a garbage strike, by the way? You know why there are only 360 garbage men in Iraq? Little factoid here. Because they keep getting killed by IEDs. They get killed. Being a garbage man in Iraq means you get killed. And George Bush had the chutzpah, the naivete, the idiocy to bring it up in St. Petersburg to Vladimir Putin as if, oh, my goodness gracious, you want to have a democracy like in Iraq, Russia. And he waited a beat. I mean, he turned Bush is so bad, he turned Putin into a comedian. I mean, all he had to do was wait, beat, and go, I don't think I want to be a democracy like in Iraq. Then we get into the situation where Gaza, the Hamas comes pouring out of Gaza, kidnaps an Israeli soldier. You know they're going to have to go in after it and go after Hamas. They do. Then Hezbollah, apparently emboldened by Iran, who wants to take itself off the world stage, although the Iranian people don't necessarily like Hezbollah, the government does. And they're sitting there going, okay, great. We'll say, okay, green light to you, Hezbollah. You want to go after Israel? Go right ahead. Well, they crossed the border. They killed three soldiers. They kidnapped two more. And they don't think the Israelis are going to retaliate? Please. The thing that scares me is, does anybody, the Israelis, the United States, does anybody have a plan for what should be done after this? This is what got us into the mess in Iraq. This is why I'm mentioning in Iraq, included in my general rant. Secretary Rice, this morning in Beirut, let's hope to goodness there's a miracle and she transcends her character, her essence, her being, and her lack of credibility because she believes in and sucks up to George Bush. Let's just hope for miracles, okay? Let's hope for a miracle that somebody can inject some diplomacy into this situation and get us off dime one and quit letting people die massively in this region. It's horrifying. It's 303-713-7600. I look for hope and I look for humor as well. We'll try to find some this morning in these dire times. It's 303-713-7600. This is Aaron Hart filling in for Jay Marvin on his fine show on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Once again, it's 303-713-7600. And this is Aaron Hart filling in.
I couldn't be happier with my Regency Bristol Windows. Hi, I'm Dave Logan. The decision to put in the Bristol triple pane window has saved me thousands of dollars. They guarantee that it will save you at least 47% on your energy bill, too. Log on to bristolwindows.com and register to win a house full of windows absolutely free. Call Regency Bristol Windows at 303-233-0833 or go to bristolwindows.com.
Find out how affordable quality can be.
Sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how, you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But, as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you. Home, auto, or commercial, when glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
All four wheels for $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Initial parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. I've been in the window and remodeling industry for over 35 years. I pride myself on quality work done in a timely manner. Call me at 720-529-5442 or see my work online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
Interest rates are still on the rise. Refinance and lock in now at LendingTree. Hurry before rates go up any further. Call 1-800-555-TREE today. When banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com. See website or call for licensing. Equal housing opportunity.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning. It's 6:20 in the morning in the Mile High. Good morning. It's going to be hot, hot, hot. So I'll also, you know what, I need to post on my website. I'm going to start, by the way, having some sort of weekly newsletter. So if you'd like to sign up for it, I'm going to give you my Gmail address because the website is being wonky. So here it is. It's aaronhartshow@gmail.com, aaronhartshow@gmail.com. Look, here's the thing. The Middle East is in chaos, and while I absolutely believe in Israel's right to defend herself, I don't think this can go on much longer. I would love to see Hezbollah wiped off the face of the map, and you should too, because they're going to keep causing problems in the Middle East. This has, though, several really, I think, budding hopeful signs in it. And I looked and looked. I culled through. I listened to all the chat shows yesterday. I read the New York Times, the Washington Post, the LA Times, the Denver Post, the Rocky Mountain News, as many different sources as I could. Time Magazine, where Zbigniew Brzezinski and former diplomats had very strong suggestions about what should happen. And, you know, I think it is obvious that the Bush administration, once again, don't they have any in case plans? I mean, Israel obviously had an invasion and a plan set up in order to retaliate against Hezbollah once they were attacked. What I worry about is, does anybody have a plan of what to do after this? After you hurt and degrade Hezbollah badly, because you probably won't be able to wipe them out entirely. They are embedded and ingrained. There are southern Beirut and southern Lebanon is filled with murals. It's like Hezbollah has its tentacles in everywhere. And Hezbollah, by the way, is a cowardly force, even though they're more effective than apparently the Israelis or the United States seem to realize, because they're lobbing missiles as far as Haifa, which is about 23 miles south, and my favorite city in Israel. It's one place where Baha'i and Muslim Arabs and Jews, all Israelis, all live together in a city and have for eons together in peace, and they're lobbing missiles into it, killing innocent bystanders. And by the way, they've killed Israeli Arabs too in Nazareth. So they're indiscriminately killing even their own, so to speak, although I would say the human family, we're all part in one of another. So and it's wrenching. The peace movement in Israel has been growing. There's also been demonstrations and counter-demonstrations here between total pro-Israeli factions and people who are very upset with what's going on in Lebanon. I look at all of it and want to weep for everyone. I mean, it's so terrible what is going on. It is awful. And part of it, and a lot of it, is due to the fact that George W. Bush has sat on his hands and done absolutely nothing intelligent in terms of the Middle East since he has been in power. The only thing that you could think of that they were responsible is yes, we had to go after the Taliban. Yes, we had to go into Afghanistan. And we should have spent the time going into a Marshall Plan, rebuilding that country, making it the shining example that all these neocon artists keep blithering about. Oh, we're going to install, smite people with democracy. No, can't do that. You know what? It doesn't help. Now, violence, retaliation, all of those things are part and parcel of what's going on there. All you have to do is look at Iraq and what's happening with everybody forming individual tribes to go after and wail on each other. They are, you know, the militias in Iraq are the most dangerous. It's like a tinderbox of hell waiting to erupt and is erupting. What am I saying? It's, you know, I don't know whether it's a full-blown internecine civil war yet, but it's very close, despite the fact that the government, Maliki, seems to think, well, it could get better. Like, when? When? When is this country going to be able to turn around? And the reason is because we didn't send enough troops there, because Donald Rumsfeld wanted to do it on the cheap. He let the country go into absolute chaos. And I know all of this is old news, but this is part of the message that we sent to people like Hezbollah, who went, well, you know what? The United States is kind of a toothless tiger. They come in with a lot of power, firepower, but they don't seem to understand guerrilla warfare. I know. Let's go after everybody now. Now, the hope. I'll get to this, and then I'll go to a break, and then I want your phone calls. I want your input, because I by no means understand all of this. It is extremely complicated. There are so many different levels to hear about and hear from and to go into. It is extremely difficult. I read a lot. I read widely. I've been to the region. I have talked to a lot of both sides from all political spectrums. But this is, I think, I was listening to a pundit last night say this is the most complex. I think it was Jean Kilpatrick, who I was unlikely to agree with when she was in power, certainly. But she said, you know, this is the most complicated I've ever seen it in the Middle East. And even Larry King, who never follows up on a question and if he can help it, went, what? Really? He didn't let her answer as to why, which upset me. But, you know, I mean, Larry King is certainly more famous and more widely disseminated than I am. So I don't mean to sound uppity here, but I often just want to say, hey, you know, ask the follow-up question, Larry, would you? Hopeful signs. Israel, for the first time in memory, yes, they have agreed occasionally to international forces before, but I have never heard them talk about one that could come in to Lebanon, act with force, be armed, not necessarily include the United States, although they're arguing more for NATO, which might include the United States. Others are arguing for an international force. Look, we need one with teeth. The Lebanese government is far too weak to get rid of Hezbollah, and I think everybody, can you nod and be all together now that we need to get rid of Hezbollah? You know, and here's what else we should have done. We should have realized that some of these countries are struggling for democracy because they've been under dictatorships or under the thumbs of some of the most horrifying people on the face of the planet. Maybe they needed some Marshall Plan guidance in terms of establishing democracies. And maybe what Europe and the United States and other well-meaning people in the world, possibly including Russia, should have done was to go in and perhaps handhold, help people run elections, because going to full-on democracy, because Hamas and Hezbollah have been smart about giving people charity and giving people health care and giving people food, they have gotten their tentacles into the poorest people of the land, who are often the most vulnerable, the ones without enough voice, without enough political savvy to understand that they are mean, vicious terrorists who are going to kill anybody in their way of establishing a 14th century, if not earlier, theocracy in every country they possibly can. Now, I don't know about you, but I want everybody on the world stage who believes we should go back to the Middle Ages out of power. I want him gone, which means George W. Bush as well. I don't want any of this apocalyptic nonsense running my country any more. I want intelligent people who understand a broad spectrum of history, who understand the power of talking from diplomacy and of, yes, arm twisting in order to get your way. I mean, the other remarkable things I've been seeing, though, countries are actually, Israel is agreeing to a force being established near its border, right next to it, for the first time I can remember. Now, Will they do it in Gaza? I don't know. But they are thinking about doing it in Lebanon. Good, because somebody has to get overpower the influence of Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. That just has to be done. We are thinking about, at least making noises about, possibly eventually, either through intermediaries or another way, of talking to Syria. Condi Rice made her first stop in Beirut, which was smart. If you want to shore up the government there, if you want to keep it from totally imploding, might be a good idea, although it's probably a week late for my taste. The other thing that I see happening, hopefully, is that other Arab countries for the first time are finally waking up and saying, you know what, Hezbollah is the problem. I mean, even though you could tell that the Saudi minister yesterday was jamming George Bush and saying, get out of there, ceasefire now, and he made it clear when he came out before the press cameras and microphones, he made a point of saying that Lebanon is the problem because Lebanon cannot control its borders. And we do have to think about that, because if Hezbollah can live in Lebanon, which is the, you know, has the Paris of the Middle East in its city of Beirut, then come on! So, there are lots of things to talk about, and I'd love to hear from you. 303-713-7600. This is AM760, Progressive Talk. What would be your beginnings of solutions? Do you see some hopeful signs in the situation in the Middle East? Do you hope for the best? Do you think that they can get us out of... I don't trust the Bush administration any. I think the only hope for world peace eventually is to get them out of office as quickly as possible. But 303-713-7600, given that we're stuck with them, what do you think they ought to be doing? 303-713-7600, I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good morning.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Still looking good across these highways with just our first area of slowing now. Southbound I-25 starting from 104th getting down to 84th Avenue. And busier now, too. Southbound 225 approaching DTC as we make our way onto I-25 north or southbound there. Everywhere else, we're just about up to speed. We're looking actually pretty good. Southbound I-25 getting across downtown. And our eastbound route shouldn't be too bad with that cloud cover. Eastbound I-70, a little busy from I-25 out towards Brighton, no delays there. 6th Avenue, Boulder Turnpike, C-470, all in great shape. Weather for today, partly cloudy and hot, isolated afternoon showers expected with highs right around 93. Right now we're at 67. Maren O'Neill, AM-760, Progressive Talk. Need new shocks? Need new struts? Get to the Brakes Plus huge July sale on Monroe Shocks and Struts. It's a buy two, get...
It's no secret. GEICO would like everybody in America to get a rate quote at GEICO.com. Seriously. Everybody in America, go to GEICO.com right now and get your free rate quote. Go ahead. I'll wait. Oh, and the best part? Once you see how much you could save, you can buy your GEICO policy any way you like. Buy online, call our 800 number, or visit a local GEICO office. Or the super-duper easy method, get your spouse to do it.
Go to GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Living with stabbing jaw pain, excruciating headaches... Gamma Knife may be your option to finally get relief without surgery. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4911 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4911.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1267 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1267. 1-800-339-1267.
Bigger butt than Carl Rove. J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
We're going to work on reaching Cassandra Nelson, who is working for Mercy Corps over in Lebanon. One of the things that I want to ask her about is it really true that there's no highways down to southern Lebanon. Now, I had heard that there was one road open. You know, that's the road where, unfortunately, the civilians got bombed. And if you haven't read that story, it's awful. It's awful. Now, I know that this is not an easy topic to discuss because there's so many strong feelings on every side. But, you know, I'm going to echo Hillel. If we don't talk about it, who will? If we don't work out what we want our country to be doing and what we don't, how are we going to elect the kinds of leaders whom we really deserve? How do we talk about, you know, geopolitics, whether we like it or not in the United States, are with us. We're going to have to think about the rest of the world. And, you know, I was watching, the scariest man I saw yesterday on TV was Tom Friedman of the New York Times, Thomas Friedman, the columnist. I saw him with, I happened to catch him briefly with Tim Russert. And it was like, so frightening, because he was talking about China and how China is going to go green and invent technology. And it's like, why can't this be the United States? Why aren't we being green? Why aren't we inventing things to get us out of this oil rat race? And by the way, if you have not seen Syriana yet, you really, really need to see it. I was shocked over the weekend as I watched it. I had not seen it when it first came out. And the George Clooney movie, Stephen Gagan made the movie, and it really is intensely wonderful on many levels. It's one of those, you know, it's Gagan's kind of specialty. He wrote the screenplay for Traffic, in which he bounces from group to people. But one of the saddest interwoven stories is about the, and he's meant to be evocative, of a Saudi official who tries to outdo his brother for succeeding in charge of his country so that he can use the oil revenues of his country in order to rebuild it. Well, the CIA decides to take him out because they don't believe he's as much of a puppet for our oil men. Now, whether or not you believe that the U.S. government would actually do that, and unfortunately they've given us reason to think that they just might, and have done it in the past, it is extremely, we need to think about this. We need to think about this because of this. If it is really true, as some Israeli peace activists are saying, that the real point of this whole thing is to install a puppet government in Lebanon, well, then the problem is, in 1982, when Ariel Sharon, who is now failing in health, by the way, oddly and weirdly, Ariel Sharon, when he tried to do this, was what happened? They occupied Lebanon, and it failed. It did not work. You know, occupation long-term of other countries. Everyone all say hello together now. I mean, the British are probably smiling somewhere. Does not work. So could we please get over that idea, that colonialist nonsense, that idiot idea that high will just, you know. Now, can you help people? Can you help inspire them to democracy? Well, apparently you can, because it worked in Japan and Germany after World War II, and their economies were devastated by war. The United States went in, and one of the genius things we did was we helped them, guided them to their own version of democracy, which persists to this day. So well, in fact, that their economies frequently, you know, have over time threatened to overtake us at least somewhat. So, you know, and their countries have been, generally speaking, I would think, in terms of the world's despotic, I mean, when you think about despotry or despotery, I guess, we're still doing pretty well. We're all doing pretty well. Except for I insist on better, and I'm sure you do too. 303-713-7600. And one of the things I want is a coherent, comprehensive idea about A, how to free ourselves from the crack cocaine of Middle Eastern oil, B, how to help encourage democracy to flourish in the region, C, getting people jobs. Think what would have happened if we had gone into Afghanistan, even with major mogul mofo experience from, say, like an Archer Daniels Midland. Let's say we had said, you know, hi, we'd like you to do the Halliburton model here, only we'd like you to come in and help the people who are growing poppies now turn in and grow corn to make ethanol, and so that Afghanistan could become the ethanol capital of the near and Middle East. Wow! what an interesting concept that would have been. Whoa. Let's see. Pay them subsidies at first. Help train them in democracy. Get the farmers in the South where the Taliban were really strong and still are today. Get them help. Get them cooperatives. Get them into microeconomics. Get the World Bank in to do something useful for a change. Get some microeconomic policy started. Wow. Too sensible, I'm told. Well, you know what? I'm tired of dumbasses running my world. You know, yes, there may be a grand conspiracy. Yes, what I'm saying may be just yakking in the wind. But I have to have hope, and I have to believe that sooner or later, those of us who talk across blogs, those of us who believe in peace in our time, those of us who have... And it's not naive by any means, because I know Hezbollah is dangerous. I know the Taliban are wicked. I know that we need to be aware and to fight back. I do know this. But there is such a thing, as Howard Dean has been saying lately, of fighting smarter and better and faster and more intelligently at the same time. You don't just shut down diplomacy. You don't let Rafik Hariri get killed in Lebanon and pull your diplomats from Syria for a little time, but you don't just leave them alone, particularly when you're worried about Syria and you need to jam them in some way or another to keep them from letting terrorists pour over the border with Iraq as well as Lebanon. The one thing this has taught us is that they will not stop, so we can't either. And if we're going to fight them, we better fight with heart, intelligence, jobs, hope, reasons not to espouse them, which are desperate poverty, desperate powerlessness, you know, all of those things. Now, this is more of a long-term solution, but I am tired of short-term, well, we don't have a plan after this, but we'll go in and bomb. You know, I hope construction companies all over the world are planning to come back into Lebanon at reduced rates. You know, let's have a corruption-free zone as well this time, shall we? If we're going to let multinational corporations in, then there has to be a, you know, signed penalty. If you cheat, if you steal, if you take any money, then you're threatened with being beheaded in the town square. Well, maybe not that draconian, but tempting. Because really, cheating people when they're down is really the lowest form, and Halliburton has a special place in hell because of it. It's just, you know, all of these things are so shocking and so terrible. I guess what I'm trying to ask you is the diplomacy going to work this time? And it's hard to have hope. It is. After years and years, I mean, when you think 1982, that's 25 years or 26 years ago now. 24, I can't add. That Lebanon was invaded and occupied by Israel for 18 years. It didn't do any good. In the 6 years they've been gone, the Lebanese weak government, also helped by the despot ruler of Syria, has let Hezbollah get stronger. So, I don't know. I'm playing armchair Secretary of State and armchair warrior. What about you? What would you do? What would you do to make the world a better place? The first thing I would do is liberate myself and my country from the crack cocaine of Middle Eastern oil. I would make it my mission, even if it meant giving Archer Daniels Midland a little more money. I would make sure that we had an efficacious ethanol program headed off towards hydrogen cars, battery-powered cars, hybrid cars, something to wean ourselves. And then I would try to replace every single grid in the country so that we do not have to use oil and possibly even natural gas eventually. We need to have new sources of energy. Why aren't we working on this? Why do we always settle for the okey-doke and the easy? It's 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. It's AM 760, Progressive Talk. I'd love to talk to you. Are we on the right path? Do you feel like peace is possible, or do you feel as though, do you succumb to the despairing draconian rhetoric of the right, which is governed by the religious right, by the way, these days, which is trying to paint this as World War III, which means that ties into their apocalyptic feelings, which means we should do nothing on the way to bombing ourselves out of existence. No, thank you. I have more hope than that. It's 303-713-7600. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm just laughing because they really are insane, some of them. And I can't go there. So I have to go for hope and making the world a better and a healed place. 303-713-7600. So how do we do that, huh? I know it's early and it's going to be hot, but let's talk. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Still looking good across these highways with just our first area of slowing now. Southbound I-25 starting from 104th getting down to 84th Avenue. And busier now, too. Southbound 225 approaching DTC as you make our way onto I-25 north or southbound there. Everywhere else, we're just about up to speed. We're looking actually pretty good southbound I-25 getting across downtown. And our eastbound route shouldn't be too bad with cloud cover. Eastbound I-70, a little busy from I-25 out towards Brighton. No delays there. 6th Avenue, Boulder Turnpike, C-470, all in great shape. Weather for today, partly cloudy and hot. Isolated afternoon showers expected with highs right around 93. Right now we're at 67. Marin O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Buy one Sanyo 3100 wireless phone and get a second one free from Quest. Stop.
Are you spending too much money maintaining your office or home computers? This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, a PC Answers technician will come to your home or office and solve all of your computer problems quickly and painlessly.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com. 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service. And you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. We believe you shouldn't have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to advertise on the radio. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy by giving you the chance to shop for radio in a no-pressure environment where you can decide how much you want to spend and where you want to spend it. We keep your costs low by offering a smaller number of commercials and letting you pick the customers that you want to reach. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com. That's CustomersAreListening.com.
Hi, this is Aaron Hart filling in for Jay Marvin at 646. We just spoke to Cassandra Nelson over in Lebanon. She's in a meeting about all kinds of things, so we need to get in touch with her a little later in the show, so we're going to do that. She's obviously trying to get food and water and help to everyone over in Lebanon, so we'll talk to her a little bit later in the show. Listen, I know that I'm not trying to sound like, I know that this has been topic A, and that maybe after 12 days, we're now on the 13th day of war, everybody's like, oh, I can't talk about this anymore. But you know what? I'd love to talk to you because I want your ideas. I really don't know if I'm on the right track with some of the ideas I'm having. I think I am. I mean, I do believe in going for more peaceful solutions rather than bombing any country into submission. The problem is this kind of warfare, and it does look ugly on TV, and I cringe every time a civilian is killed by an Israeli missile. I mean, they do have the right to defend themselves, but this kind of warfare, if we don't want this kind of warfare, and we don't, let me tell you, because this is the way that terrorists fight. They embed themselves in an olive orchard of a poor person. They hide missiles in their fields, maybe throwing them a little money, which they desperately need. Then what they do is they lob the missile. Israel's heat-seeking equipment and other equipment tracks it down and says okay, radar, everything else, and says, okay, that's where it came from. We'll bomb it. Meanwhile, Hezbollah has pulled out or gone down into a system network of tunnels and disappeared. So, you know, the people that they hit are the people that they hit. And frequently they are children and women and people who are the casualties of war in every single war. Let's face it, which is all the more reason we should just stop having them, shouldn't we? But the problem is, how do you deal with a ruthless enemy that hides among civilians, that will not hesitate to try to vivisect you, that will not hesitate to try to eradicate you off the face of the earth? How do you do that? And who have apparently more sophisticated weaponry than anybody suspected. Are you tired? I mean, even the fabled, apparently, Israeli intelligence didn't know that they had some of this weaponry. Now, that's frightening to me. I do not like the fact that our intelligence still doesn't seem to be very good at doing what they need to do to keep track of what is happening. And that means more Arabic speakers, more people who can understand the region and the area, more people who understand, let's say, poor people. Let's have people who actually understand how to combat poverty. Why don't we have PhDs being given in that? Why don't we become the country that exports hope and prosperity rather than doom and death? I'm still stuck on that Why We Fight documentary I saw recently, which is so incredibly wonderful. And if you have not seen it, you really, really must. Because what it tells us is what we have spent our time doing is becoming a warmongering society that thrives and stays alive on the military-industrial complex. Well, you know what? I think it's time to start thriving on a socially conscious, progressive industrial complex. How about that? So that, say, major corporations who are involved in farming, say, or construction, say, or in microeconomic specialists. Heck, I wouldn't even mind if we had an international corporation, multinational, that was specialized in keeping $5 out of every 100 they loan to poor people to start businesses. Let's think creatively. Let's make the world a better place. Hell, there'll be enough money to go around. Rich people will still be able to make their money and survive. Powerful people, if they really lust for needing to vanquish each other on the field anymore, or cut each other out in deals, or cutthroat go after each other and vivisect, we can just resurrect the Roman circus and let them pound each other over the head. If that's what they need to get their jollies off, fine. Do it that way. Or confine it to, say, financial markets legally, and try to use your energy to make sure you beat the system up legally. More of a challenge, perhaps, but, you know, hey, maybe that would get your testosterone going in a way that would be good for humanity. You know, see, because I think even the worst, maybe not the worst, but even some of the worst moguls among us, the people who thrive on cheating people and getting the military-industrial complex involved everywhere it can, really secretly lust to be better people. I really think they do. It's 303-713-7600, AM 760 Progressive Talk. And even if they don't, maybe we should just set up comedy shows in every single country. See, if every country had a Jon Stewart, would we be a lot better off? Probably. If every country had a Stephen Colbert making fun of all its right-wing talk show hosts, would we be better off? Probably. It's 303-713-7600. Those are just some of my ideas this morning. So what's your contribution? What do you, and if you don't think that this issue, this Middle Eastern peace with the possibility of change and the possibility, if you see any hope or you don't see any hope, I want to hear from you. Maybe you think I'm crazy because I do see some hope, but I do. I see an opportunity. Do I suspect strongly it will be wasted by the people currently in power? Perhaps. But all the more reason to use it as a way to hammer home that we need to change, particularly in Washington, by 2006, ASAP. That we need to have people who understand that the Iraq War was a total mess. I mean, the reason Joe Lieberman is getting killed in Connecticut, metaphorically speaking, of course, is because he sucks up to the president and has stood up for his policies to the point of pain and insanity. I mean, anybody who looks at Iraq these days, even the Russian leader laughed at George W. Bush and said, democracy like this? No thanks. So if you're having a little trouble wrapping your head around the Middle East crisis and you want to talk about something else, like, say, energy independence, like ethanol fuel, like what do we do instead? Ethanol takes quite a bit of energy to produce. Maybe there's a better idea, and certainly corn may not be the last resort. Maybe we should be growing switchgrass in Afghanistan. But aren't there some ways? Another sign of hope I found is that people are apparently looking at the blogs. Between there are certainly anti-Semitic and nasty ones and anti-Arab ones and mean-spirited, nasty posts being made as well. But the ones that I heard about that gave me a glimmer of hope were the people, regular people in Israel and Lebanon, who are actually bypassing everybody's governments and going, are you scared? Do you want this anymore? Are you tired of this? How do we live without this? What do we do instead? How can we ever reach across our divisions to make a better world together? See, most of the people in Israel, Lebanon, the Palestinian territories, they don't want to go to war every day. They don't want to run down to bomb shelters every single day and have to duck and worry about their children being vivisected by shrapnel. They really don't. They want to live and go to work and have health insurance and a nice retirement and occasional vacations and a roof over their heads and a nice place to live just like most of the rest of the planet. So why aren't we devoting more energy to that? Why do we do this? And I know that there are many reasons for power, money, greed. Okay, how do we circumvent that? How do we get to a point where we have better? Now, what I see as hopeful, too, is that a lot of past diplomats are no longer holding their fire. They are just going, I mean, Zbigniew Brzezinski was laughing. He goes, and Condoleezza Rice hates it every time I say it, but what she should be doing is shuttling back and forth in the region. Sure enough, she goes to Beirut. I'm sure she would hate to give Zbigniew Brzezinski or George Shultz or anybody else credit for it, but the woman needs help. Let's face it. God, do I hate that a second woman Secretary of State is just so ineffective, ineffectual, and listens to either the Prince of Darkness, Dick Cheney, or the guy who goes, all they should do is just quit doing this stuff. And he didn't use that word, as we all now know. I mean, first of all, caution to all teenagers and everybody else who still think it's okay to chew with your mouth open. It's not. It looks really bad. If you want a good parenting tip, just take that little bit of George W. Bush chewing with his mouth open, talking in stupid, simple sentences to Tony Blair, and just inhale deeply and know, ooh, good, we're a lot better off. Now, there are other things happening. Diana DeGette gave the response in stem cell research. We're going to look for some sound from that, hopefully, bring that to you. I have somebody planned in the show later for you who just returned from Israel, was there when the hostilities started, who can give us an eye view of some of the media coverage there and some of the dangers and perils there, as well as some of the faith questions. Also, we're going to still continue to try to reach, and we'll have, we hope, and we are planning to have Cassandra Nelson from live from Lebanon. She's over with Mercy Corps, who are doing very good work, and if you're inclined to donate, do please think about it, because people in that region need our help, too. And what better message to send than, hey, we'll help you out. Look, part of the reason we need to make, as the Human Rights Watch suggests, we need to make human rights a fact. That's what we need. That's what we need. We need to make the world a better place. So how do we start? Where do we do that? I think the first thing to do is to throw out the Republicans in Congress quickly, fast, as quickly as you can possibly do it. They are making such a mess of our economy and everything else. It's just sad. Although Colorado did have a bit of good news, more jobs than ever, but are you feeling better? I don't know. 303-713-7600. Lots to talk about today. I will not tell you what to talk about. I'm concerned with the Middle East. I will probably keep mentioning that. But I also want to hear what you think is most important. If it is being ignored, then hop for it. Tell us what you think should be occupying wall-to-wall coverage on CNN, on MSNBC, on Fox News Network, on all of the talk radio that I've heard in the past few days. Hey, if you think there's something being buried and ignored worthy of our attention, now's your chance. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin, and I'd love to hear from you. So once again, the number is 303-713-7600. Please join me as we review the world. Condi Rice is in Beirut. I'm going to check the wires during the break to see if anything has started popping bombs in the Middle East. What do you think? 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Martin.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only about this great new kit you've just come out with that you're actually giving away free?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
This will tell you how to sell it for top dollar.
Really?
There are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free?
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer. So to see how you can get top dollar, call Timeshares Only today.
Sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
Call us now. We can help you make thousands of dollars.
Wow. Okay, so get the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares absolutely free. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-700-0299. Again, that's 1-800-700-0299. 1-800-700-0299.
Not just talk. This is where progressives come to talk. BKZ and Thornton, Denver Boulder. And online at am760.net.
There she is, being greeted by the leaders of Lebanon. Rice in Beirut to announce financial aid, but no immediate ceasefire. The Bush administration wants Hezbollah permanently rolled back out of southern Lebanon near Israel.
I'm Robert Berger at the Israel-Lebanon border, where a lot of military traffic is headed up to the front. I've seen buses packed with troops, fuel trucks, ambulances, and armored bulldozers. Meanwhile, Israeli artillery fire continues nonstop.
An attack helicopter has crashed. Two Israelis dead. The army denies it was shot down. As for Air Force bombing near Tyre, Lebanon, Stuart Ramsey of Sky News.
Some fairly heavy attacks today. Very quiet on the roads. You do see cars zooming by pretty quickly. But I think after yesterday's specific attacks on individual cars, people are very, very scared now, so they're pretty much staying put.
Just now, more Hezbollah rockets struck northern Israel, two houses damaged. I'm Dan Raviv in Israel with more CBS News, Frank Setapani.
In this country, it should be a little cooler today in Stockton, California. The forecast high is just 108 degrees. The mercury hit 115 yesterday. Los Angeles expects to top out around 90, but Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa worries that even that could push the power grid to its limit.
Do everything you can to conserve energy right now, because we've got to lower the demand.
Readings in the low 90s could make this another unbearable day for anyone in St. Louis who still doesn't have power. CBS's Kelly Cobiella is there.
6 days now since the first storms hit in St. Louis here, and still crews are trying to separate the power lines from the downed trees. It has been a very difficult 6 days here, and for now, the standard greeting is no longer, hi, how you doing, but hi, how's your power?
Could it actually cost less to keep warm this winter? Live to CBS's Barry Bagnano. Barry, is that possible?
Yes, Frank. If a sharp drop in natural gas prices holds, USA Today says the 3 out of 5 households that heat with gas could see lower bills for the first time in 5 years. But don't adjust your budget yet. The market remains volatile with the worst of the hurricane season ahead. Some utilities in the Pacific Northwest tell regulators they expect supplies will tighten and prices will go up. They're requesting rate increases of up to 12%. Live in Washington, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
And the price of gasoline is up to a record high. National average $3.02 a gallon in Trilby Lundberg's latest survey. A little more here, a little less there.
The lowest price in our survey was Charleston, South Carolina, $2.77 a gallon, and the highest was San Diego at $3.28.
Ahead of the bell, S&P futures are up 6.5. This is CBS News.
Do you wear contact lenses? Now you can save 50% off traditional retail prices on brand-name contact lenses with Coastal Contacts. That's right, you can order the same brand names that you would get from your eye doctor with fast delivery right to your door and the lowest prices guaranteed. With Coastal Contacts, you can buy now, pay later. You don't pay until your contact lenses arrive. You don't even need to enter any credit card information. Coastal Contacts, over 50 million lenses delivered. Call them today at 1-866-333-6888 or visit CoastalContacts.com.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM760 local news update. A skydiver who died after an accident in a competition near Longmont has been identified as 37-year-old Marianne Kramer of McKinney, Texas. Witnesses say both her main parachute and reserve chute malfunctioned during her jump Saturday. Kramer was an experienced skydiver with thousands of jumps. Democrats attending the Democratic Leadership Council's annual meeting over the weekend say the party should not be bashful about religion. Democrats are hoping to win control of the GOP-run Congress this fall and the presidency in 2008. Members of the centrist Democratic Leadership Council say Democrats need to court voters beyond the traditional base and should openly talk about their religious beliefs and their moral values. A memorial service for a teenager killed by lightning last week is expected to take place this morning at about 11:30 in Woodland Park. 17-year-old James Andrew Yarger died Wednesday when he was struck by lightning while playing soccer. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And we had a lot of the same usual slowing across these highways, but a fresh problem just popping up, and this is going to be a big one. Sounds like a dump truck that's rolled eastbound Highway 36 near Federal, and we're seeing a significant drop in speeds there. Not quite backed up to Sheridan, but do count on those delays. If you're traveling along the turnpike, you might want to consider hopping off at Sheridan if you can. Southbound I-25 loaded up 104th down to 84th. Very busy across downtown. Had an earlier stall at Alameda that's long since cleared off. And watch for a bus that's stalled on the exit ramp southbound I-25 to Lincoln Avenue. He's blocking up a lane. We'll see backups on the I-25 before too long. Weather for today, partly cloudy and hot. Isolated afternoon showers expected in. We're going to be hit a high of 93. Right now we're at 67. Maren O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
If you'd like to save on your next tank of gas, be sure to use your SuperCard when you do your weekly shopping. Accumulate $100 in gross...
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy. In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-499-8458. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-499-8458. 1-800-499-8458. That's 1-800-499-8458.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service. And you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com.
So scary and difficult and sad, and it is an intractable problem, but I think what we need to do is, and also needs to be concentrated on, is kickstarting and revamping the negotiation, because Israeli unilateralism isn't working. The peace process, the so-called roadmap, was a joke from the very beginning because the Bush administration sort of threw it down and ran away. I mean, what do they think they can do, drive-by diplomacy? Apparently they think drive-by is the best way to do things. I know, we'll just drive by Iraq. By the way, there is a new book out by a Washington Post reporter named Thomas Ricks, which basically is entitled Fiasco, how the American adventurism pretty much got us into desperate straits in Iraq. And he went through tens of thousands of documents and confirmed what many of us on the left in particular, progressive, middle to the right, left have known, and maybe some of you on the right too, for all I know, have known that this was adventurism pure and simple, that they cooked the intelligence estimate that they presented to the Senate, that they did all of these things in a way that were absolutely appalling in terms of the kind of honesty and merit we deserve. And you know, okay, we don't get that much honesty in our government, which is sad. We should insist upon it. We're supposed to be the world's beacon for democracy, and we can't even get our own government to tell us the truth? This is wrong. But what it talks about is this book, apparently. I heard him interviewed on Meet the Press, and then I also have read some excerpts in the Washington Post. And he really did do his homework. I mean, he discovered just how much they have had a vested interest in basically making sure that Iraq failed, apparently, because it's as if Donald Rumsfeld suddenly became less effective when we first went into Iraq. Please, the only way he did that was to do it on purpose. So you have to wonder and be frightened and concerned about what the heck, where the heck we go from here, and particularly in places where the world could blow up. Now, I think Newt Gingrich and others have absolutely overblown this in terms of saying, oh, it's going to be World War III. But you know what? What's happening is it is true. China is growing in power. China is deciding, as Tom Friedman says, to go green. So they're going to try to go ahead and make the world a better and easier place to breathe. Why? Because they can't breathe in China. They're growing 25% a year. You know, then we have North Korea, we have all these, and I know it's summer, it makes your brain hurt. But if you don't want to contemplate the Middle East, then fine, I'll take your beat the heat tips, because let me tell you something, it's been hotter than Hades up here too. Hot, so hot that I finally used my dad's trick. Now my father is from Nunn, Colorado. He is simple, you know, simple man with perhaps a complicated set of wants and needs and desires and endeavors. But what he did was he decided one day when he was really hot in our house, and he had a sunken tub. He decided he was 6'5" and he hated most bathtubs, so he just laid down and let the contractors draw around him, and then they dug a hole and filled it in with tile. We had this big bathtub, and when we were children, we used to like to slide on the tile and slide into the tub. Woo! You know, so it was big, and it had a lot of room on the outside, obviously, if little children could slide. Woo! I mean, okay, Mom, sorry, may you rest in peace, but we did run in the bathroom. And we lived to tell, with no concussions to speak of, thank goodness. Don't try this at home, particularly if you're young. Don't do it, don't do it. I mean, now I would say don't do it, but, you know, we ran into the tub. But a long way of saying that when it got really, really, really searing hot outside of, we're now living in Greeley, Colorado, outside of Greeley, at a place we call Dos Rios, we just decided to fill the tub up with ice and water. And what happened was Dad would invite the neighbors over, and we would all sit around with our feet in this giant tub with, you know, because if your feet are cool, and particularly if you put like a little, you know, neck thing on around, a little cold rag around your neck, you'll get cold really fast. You'll really cool down quickly. See, I had a survival instructor for a father, so, you know, he helped found the survival corps in the Air Force. So, although his suggestions to change it sort of made them want to say, bye, bye, Mr. Hart, Sergeant Hart. So anyway, he decided to cool us down this way. Well, one day, our neighbor came over and said, well, where's my wife? And he said, oh, he's in the bathtub with Dad. I was like, what? He's in the bathtub with Dad. So he walks back, sort of puzzled and on the border of what's going on here. But he found us all sitting in shorts, laughing and talking and playing cards in the tub, by the tub, with our feet in the tub. So I decided in the wildness of the heat the other day, that this is my tip to beat the heat, by the way, and since we're talking Middle Eastern politics, we're all going to need to cool down. And I just filled up the tub with icy cold water, and I filled it up short enough so that Pedro, my small dog, could jump in if he felt like it. Although, you know, because he likes to hop in the tub when I'm not in it and run around and try to take the drain out. So he decided, you know, and lick the faucet because he likes to just be adventurous and annoy me. So anyway, so I put the water in because I figured Pedro's really hot too, and I've been throwing him in the lakes lately because it's really, really been hot and he's been panting his little heart out. So I finally, but I put his flea and tick medicine on yesterday and I didn't want him to get wet. So all the way. So I put the water in the tub, and I was trying to show him, look, see, it's fun to splash. Look, you know, it's like I've become one of those insane people who people look at in the park and go, oh, man, that woman's talking to her dog while she's walking him. Does he really think he understands her? And the answer is, yes, I do. If you could see my dog when I mentioned the word toenail, you would understand that dogs understand English extremely well, because every time I say, and I'm glad he can't hear me because I don't have myself booted up on computer at all, but I say the word toenail, I guarantee you if he could hear me, he would be under the armchair in a moment. He would be under it. Because he hates having his toenails clipped. Hates it. So anyway, if anybody has any tip on how to clip your dog's toenails, please let me know, because it really is becoming, his nails are getting longer. And yes, I'm going to have to just break down and take him to a groomer, but the vet keeps making me feel like a wimp. Well, just get somebody to hold the dog for you. Well, he almost scratched our faces off the last time. It's 303-713-7600. So my tip to beat the heat is put a little, you know, maybe a couple of inches of really icy cold water in the bottom of your tub. Take off your shoes and socks. Why you're wearing socks in this weather, I don't know anyway, but stick your feet in, and it just feels like heaven. You cool down seriously now, 10 degrees immediately. It's just amazing. And finally, Pedro figured it out, and he was prancing in the water after a while, too, mostly when I was out of the room because, you know, the secret life of dogs. But he was jumping in and having a good time, so I was happy. He stopped panting as much, and it was 89 degrees in my house yesterday. It's 303-713-7600. It's AM 760 Progressive Talk. There's a sea change in Israel's self-defense. They are now agreeing to having an international force on their border, which is highly unusual for them. In a surprise trip, Rice went to Beirut and met with the leaders there to talk about foreign aid with Fuad Siniora and reassure Arab allies. Good plan, good move. It almost breaks my jaw to say anything good about this administration after they let us into this stupid situation in the first place. And my question for you this hour is, did Iraq help us or hurt us? I think it hurt us massively. I think one of the reasons Hezbollah and Iran thought they could get away with tweaking Israel and tweaking us and shooting missiles into Israel and capturing and killing their soldiers is because they know they can get away with it right now, or at least they thought they could, which is part of the reason why Israel came back with such a draconian response. Is force the only thing that works? Is there some other way to go about this? I'd love your ideas. 303-713-7600. One iota of hope. Bloggers are talking to each other once again. The Saudis have urged a ceasefire, but have also pointed out that the problem is with Lebanon because it cannot control Hezbollah nor its borders. So it's 303-713-7600. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk. And did you hear Diana DeGette's rant on stem cells research? She was the one who gave the Democratic response on Saturday. What if I'm not talking about what you want to talk about this morning, if the Middle East isn't possessing you the same way it is me and all of these different issues, then hey, talk about whatever you would like. What are we going to do to get big change? Oh, and by the way, of all the candidates who are running against Rick O'Donnell, who do you think is going to win? Because I don't know any of them very well, and I'm wondering, you know, what your take on them is. So we'll talk about that as well if you want some local news updates. I could use some background or information on who you think is the best Democrat to go up against him in the 7th District. It's 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin this morning.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. Over the past 35 years, some of the most fulfilling home projects I've worked on are the ones that allow me to help improve someone else's everyday life. From building a wheelchair ramp to widening doorways, I pride myself on helping to create a barrier-free environment for those with physical disabilities. Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at kirkpatrickwindowsdenver.com.
Heard in south to 72nd east to Federal or Pecos and get back onto the turnpike. But this is going to be working a while. Expect major delays. We've got the usual delays from the rest of the highways right now. Weather for today, partly cloudy and hot, some isolated afternoon showers and highs right around 93. Right now we're at 67 degrees. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Finish that bachelor's degree you started years ago. Learn how working adults can complete their degrees at DU Evenings or online. Attend an open house August 2nd or 8th. Details at universitycollege.du.edu. That's universitycollege.du.edu.
Next.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp has inventors' information for you. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-900-9241. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-900-9241. That's 1-800-900-9241.
Well, word has it that Comcast Workplace can help any small business be more productive. And to prove it, we're here with Beth Padnick, president of Padnick Investments. So Beth, how's business?
Oh, we're having a pretty good year, thank you.
Got any hot tips for us?
Yes, I do. Invest in Comcast Workplace for your small business.
Uh-huh.
It's been a big plus for us. Comcast gives us more speed than DSL, so we can do research online faster, react quicker.
Dump those dogs before they crash, huh, Beth?
I beg your pardon. We focus on security. Investments here.
Sorry.
Which reminds me, Comcast includes McAfee security. Free.
Like no extra charge?
That's right.
Well, that's not inside information or anything, is it? Because, I'm not going to Club Fed.
Not unless this is being recorded. It's not, is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Comcast Workplace. Speed, security, and know-how to help your small business.
Ever been to prison?
Well, just visiting Mom.
Call 1-800-COMCAST and get 2 months free, plus 50% off installation. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer. Not available in all areas. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Your Progressive Station. AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Shame on Bush. Those were some of the signs that people who are protesting the war against Iraq used for President Bush's drive-by fundraising visit. Does anybody else find it a bit smelly that he's running around fundraising while the world is going to hell in a handbasket, in part because of his stupidity in Iraq? Wow. And in diplomacy, international diplomacy anyway? I mean, does anybody find that a bit unseemly? Who doesn't find this in the real story is there anybody left who supports the Bush administration worldwide, nationwide, anywide? The United States of America, though, still has some clout, at least some. And why don't we use it for good? I don't know. 303-713-7600, Bill in Longmont. Good morning. Thank you for joining us this morning on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, Aaron. Do you ever notice how every time you come on AM 760, the Seattle area gets a heat wave?
You know, it's true. What are you guys doing?
Last time, too.
That's true. I guess, but also, I'm glad it coincides because it's hotter than heck where Colorado is, as you know, during the dog days of July, late July and August. So, and besides, we've got global warming. Thank you again, George Bush.
Yes, more of us have air conditioning than you do, though.
Oh, you have air conditioning. I know. More of you have a lot of air conditioning.
And I just put it in the last couple of years. I didn't need it when I first moved here either.
You know, I have always relied on the kindliness of open windows and cross ventilation, but I am beginning to rethink that.
We've been having to run all night, and that's just unheard of. I never thought I'd have to do that. I mean, I grew up in St. Louis, where it's obvious, but not out here, but my daughter over in Port Orchard's dying. I'll send her the bathtub idea.
Yeah, the bathtub idea really works. And my other idea is blender vichyssoise, which I mentioned last show, and I'll mention again.
Oh, yes.
It's delicious.
Or blender margaritas or blender, right. Anyway.
Yeah. You don't want to get too much alcohol in your system when you're really hot, but,
that's true. Why we fight was so great. It's been kind of my issue since I was growing up in St. Louis, and so defense contractors... parking lots with the bumper stickers that said Victory in Vietnam and Bum Hanoi Now and the company logo.
Mm.
But how do we derail that? How do we change that system that Ike warned us about? Do we give tax credits for defense contractors to retool for peaceful purposes? How do we take the profit out of it? Out of adventurism.
Well, you know what? I like that idea, but that is the key question, isn't it? Is how do we take the profits out of adventurism? And I think, you know, I'm glad that Thomas Friedman is, I may disagree with him on some things, but I'm really glad he's running around, even though it isn't on people's radar just yet, although with thanks to Al Gore, it may increase to be, is the idea that we have to get more industry involved in green technology and in improving the world. Because, you know, there's a great... Have you seen Sirianni yet?
No, I have not. And I want to...
There's a devastating scene where Matt Damon is looking at the good king of, you know, the Saudi Arabia, I'm putting that in quotes, country, unspecified. But the Alexander Siddig plays the prince, and he's wonderful. There's a scene where he says, why is this? He goes, are you kidding? They love this. They want you to be at each other's throats. He goes, please keep, you know, renting hotel rooms for $50,000 a night. They'll be busy. They want you to keep busy having a good time until they've sucked you dry. And I had never looked at the oil wars in quite that vivid a way before, that quite that succinct a way. And you know, I guess we're going to have to figure out a way, because the oil business was started here. I mean, as Gagan pointed out, Stephen Gagan, I think I gave him another name before, but he pointed out in the movie that it is really important in the movie trailer, you know, commentary stuff afterwards. He's the director and writer of the screenplay. And he said, you know, they weren't aiming to make a specific point in terms of partisan politics. They just wanted to point to the fact that people are making so much money off of this, and there's so much power and hegemony involved, that they get so lost in the game, they don't look up and see that they're just killing the very cow they're dissecting. You know what I mean?
So that's why I think, since they don't really know what it's going for and don't really care, we try to give them something, and profit is the only thing that keeps them going.
Yeah.
We try to give them something else to profit from that will earn them more money than mayhem.
Well, that was part of my idea. It's like, if you need to even subsidize the switch in Afghanistan from, say, growing poppies to switchgrass, then hell, if you're going to spend $2 billion of my money a week, then could we please do it effectively? Could we please realize that the oil reserves in the world are really, really, truly finite, and that we really do need a 30-year head start to get, you know, an advance on where we need to be headed, and we're behind by about 10, 15 years?
Well, that's a start anyway.
Well, I maybe tax breaks would be it. Coupled with the fact that there's at very least a public stock waiting for you, if not flogging or beheading, in the public square if you cheat. You know what I mean? If we give you subsidies and then you cheat, as far as I'm concerned, we can hang you from the yardarm.
Exactly.
That's it.
All right, turn down the heat before I get up there at the end of August.
Nice. Thank you so much. And remember, you'll be staying at your daughter's house, which has no air conditioning.
Well, by August 25th, I sure hope the heat's down.
Good luck.
I'll give you a call when I get there. I'll talk to you later.
It was hot in June here.
I know.
And it never is, so, oh well.
I know.
All right. Thank you very much for your call, Bill. I appreciate it. It's 303-713-7600. Okay, see, good idea right off the bat from an AM760 Progressive Talk listener. There it is. If we have to convince them with bribing them, let's do it. I mean, here's what they did with their tentacles in the military-industrial complex, because really, you must see why we fight. You really, really, really have to see it. And in a way, I'm having a reaction to the despair I felt after seeing that film and last night's Syriana as well, or over the weekend Syriana, is that, you know, if we let them say, well, it's hopeless, they were too powerful, you'll never control us, well, somehow or another the information is filtering down to us plebeians, you know, somehow or another we're getting the idea that you're controlling the planet, that you have embedded in every single congressional district in the United States of America, you have embedded defense contractors. If you don't believe me, just look around your congressional district, and I bet you dollars to donuts, if you don't have one right smack dab in your congressional district, you've got one nearby. So if that's the case, and it is, then how are we going to beat them? Well, another way to do it is if we're going to bribe them by saying, okay, we'll subsidize your transference into peaceful and prosperity-driven or smart energy-driven businesses, then here's the next thing to do. Say, great, if you help us out of this mire and this muck, I'll tell you what, if you invest part of, if we give you tax subsidies, then you have to devote part of your taxes into microeconomics and helping businesses start on an individual level in war-torn and poverty-stricken countries. Because what the other thing that Thomas Friedman scared me with yesterday is that he's talked about who's starting to control the oil markets. And it's not only the Middle Eastern despots who are controlled either by right-wing nut jobs or by dictatorship fascists. It's the fact that we're getting into this, and I forget the term he used, but it was basically fascism on parade in the oil industry in, say, Russia, Sudan, and other countries where it's held in abundance, but the people aren't very nice, and they're unlikely to give anybody a break. See, this is part of what we have to counteract. And we aren't going to find enough oil, even in the Alaska wilderness. That con, that shibboleth, that nonsense that the right-wing propaganda tries to perpetrate on you is yet another oil lie. So what we need to do it's tough because just like Hezbollah, the military-industrial complex is embedded in us. And when we proverbially bomb them, we are going to suffer some pain. We are going to have some, let's say, unintended consequences and casualties, and we're going to have to deal with it. Maybe we're going to have to stop borrowing less. Maybe we're going to have to start living within our means. Maybe we're going to all have to start trying to reduce our oil footprint. What do we do? What do we sacrifice? What are you willing to do? Or do you just want to live as many evangelicals are doing these days? There's no tomorrow. If we wreck the planet, so what? If we kill a few more people in the Middle East, so what? Jesus is on his way and the rapture will come. Does it occur to anybody that Jesus would be highly unlikely to probably, granted, I'm not a theologian, but maybe Jesus would have a really tough time welcoming you with open arms if you made sure that the land that he lived in was a hell on earth. You know what I mean? It's like if you start bombing the land that he lived in and trying to destroy even his own hometown, maybe perhaps there'll be a little hell to pay if you didn't try to work on resolving these conflicts. Secretary of Condoleezza Rice has already sent broadcast pictures around the world shaking hands with Prime Minister Fouad Siniora of Lebanon. Will it work? 303-713-7600. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. I'm filling in for Jay Marvin.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Boulder Turnpike, the place you don't want to be this morning if you're in those eastbound lanes. Have a rolled dump truck and all lanes of the highway blocked up at Federal. Only the right shoulder's getting through. We're backed up pretty solid to Sheridan already. You can hop off at Sheridan, use that north or south at 92nd or 72nd Avenues and take those east to Federal or Pecos. You can get back on the highway. If you're as far back as 104th Chair Tranch, you might want to bail there and use 104th over to Federal and Pecos and work yourself south to the Boulder Turnpike. This is going to be with us through a good portion of the morning here. Southbound I-25 backed up approaching 104th down to 92nd. There is a crash at Thornton Parkway. Those vehicles cleared to the left shoulder. Weather for today, another hot one on tap. Partly cloudy skies, few afternoon showers. Highs right around 93 degrees. We've warmed it up to 71. I'm Aaron O'Neill. AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Stop by Old Chicago today for delicious homemade pizzas, pastas, calzones, and more.
Get away this weekend for a real Colorado vacation. The Crusty Bar Trout Ranch offers the finest wild trout fishing from four crystal clear lakes near the spectacular Sangre de Cristos. Bring the whole family and stay in a cabin or at the RV parking campground. Go hiking, mountain biking, and the staff can also arrange horseback riding, whitewater rafting, and jeep tours. It's a Rocky Mountain family adventure at the Crusty Bar Trout Ranch, 1 hour southwest of Colorado Springs. For more information, call 1-800-453-4379.
Donating information, call 1-800-700-4876. This free report may contain facts tied to your family name. Again, thousands of historic family records are now available to the public free of charge. To request your family's free family history report, call 1-800-700-4876. That's 1-800-700-4876.
Aspen Goodyear. Best pricing on tires. Colorado's largest and friendliest independent Goodyear dealer. Aspen Goodyear. Matching all prices plus free alignment when you buy four tires. Aspen Goodyear. 303-771-9800.
877-971-9800.
Courtesy of Sean Healy, Keller Williams Preferred Realty.
Are you thinking about selling your home? If so, you can now find out what your home is worth online by going to DenverHomePrice.com. At DenverHomePrice.com, you'll receive information on what comparable homes have sold for in your neighborhood, which homes are currently listed, how long they've been for sale, and their prices. Based on this information, you'll have an idea of what your home is worth. This confidential analysis from DenverHomePrice.com is absolutely free. Visit DenverHomePrice.com. That's DenverHomePrice.com.
Interest rates are still on the rise. Refinance and lock in now at LendingTree. Hurry before rates go up any further. Call 1-800-555-TREE today. When banks compete, you win at LendingTree.com. See website or call for licensing. Equal housing opportunity.
Confronting issues with an arsenal of opinion. J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Okay, some ideas passed around this morning. Get an international course in there. Let people take care of it from around the world because that's what's necessary. And it can't be like the UNICEL force that's there now. It has to have teeth. It has to have the ability to shoot back. And it has to have the ability to go in there root and branch and get Hezbollah the heck out of there. Now, I know it's tempting to say, well, democratic elections, if they elect Hezbollah and they elect Hamas, so what? Well, you know what? They're not mainstream yet. They're still killing people. So they haven't been co-opted into society yet. They still think the best way to fight is down the barrel of a gun. And as far as I'm concerned, that means you're a terrorist. Terrorist. Now, one of the things that I wanted to talk about this morning, too, is there is a race going on in Denver, rather in Colorado, for the 7th District, Bob Beaupre's old seat. Earl Perlmutter, Peggy Lamb, and Herb Rubenstein are running and also were at the protests against George W. Bush. Shame on Bush! Over right before the weekend started. So I was wondering, who of those people are you supporting? I hear Peggy Lamb's got quite a few signs in Southwest Denver, but I don't know. What's going on? Who's going to win? Who's going to try? Who is going to conquer the seat for the Democrats? Because let me tell you something. You better be concerned about that right now. Who are you backing? Who do you think has the best chance of beating Rick O'Donnell? Or can he be beat? I hope so. Now, they had George W. Bush come in and help him for a reason, which may mean he's in trouble. So then, hey, who do you want? Who do you think's the best? 303-713-7600. Now, an Israeli copter crashed today. Rice has arrived and has been seen smiling and shaking hands with Beirut. There have been four dead in California's heat. So there's a lot happening today that we can talk about, including the heat. Now, I just gave you a tip of sticking your feet in cold water if it gets really cold. I mean, if it gets really hot, because there's something about cold water on your feet that, I don't know, just helps. It just makes it better. It does. It makes it better. So now, and it is true, I've heard many pundits, including Tucker Carlson, try to say that there's no peace movement in the Middle East. Yes, there is. Yes, there is. And they have been quite vocal about this needs to stop right now, this bombing, because people remember Ariel Sharon's takeover of Lebanon in 82, which turned out disastrously. Israel just pulled out 6 years ago of Lebanon after, you know, a very, very sad and long and dragged out occupation. So what are we going to do now? And the reason we have to discuss this is because it affects everything from the gasoline you pump to your safety at home. I mean, there are those Democrats who don't believe terrorism is a danger to the world. I am not one of them. I do believe it's a danger. I do believe that we need to combat it with a heady mix of economic investment, peace efforts, diplomacy, and then maybe violence if we must. But it is true. I mean, could we just set a rule? No one gets to be in charge who wants to take us back to the Dark Ages. Nobody. I don't care if you're Hezbollah, George W. Bush, an apocalyptic Christian who believes that the end times are coming, so no need to worry. Why worry? Let's just bomb. No, 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 no. You don't get to be in charge anymore. You don't get to rule us. We're modern people. We like stem cell research. We like air conditioning. We want a world that you can live in and be comfortable and prosper at the same time. Ideally, that's what we want. Many of us have no idea of what the hell is going on in the Middle East right now because we've never lived in a place where they're bombing. But those of you who are really angry at Israel, I also want to hear from you and welcome your calls because I ask you, what would happen if Wyoming started lobbing missiles into northern Colorado? How would you feel? What would you do? Would you go back up to Cheyenne and try to get them? You might. Now, here's the hell. They're embedded in Laramie and Cheyenne, and they're living in neighborhoods that are residential. Do you bomb 85 to keep them from Britain? And, oh, here's the rub. Montana is sending them weaponry down via I-25 and I-85. I mean, is it an I anymore? No. 85 via 85. And they're sending it. They're sending arms and weaponry down there. Now, here's the other hell. You've been told in Israeli intelligence that people driving in a white van are Hezbollah terrorists, right? And that their license plates, whatever was told to them, are, you know, that it's a terrorist thing. The people inside the van, though, are 12 people in the same family who have finally read the flyers and believed them and said, you know what? We need to get out of here. The Israelis are warning us. They've been warning us for 2 weeks. We better beat feet. Tragically, they were hit by a missile. Now, here was my idea this morning. If I were, one of the things that they showed me in Israel and pointed out on the border with Jordan was the exact spot where the king of Jordan before this one, the King Abdullah, came over and the current one, where the king of Jordan came over and wept with the families of Israeli girls who were killed by terrorists who had come over the Jordanian border. And it was stunning. It shocked Israel. It warmed them up to this day. They literally point out, this is the spot where the king of Jordan came over and wept with us. Because it means so much. These symbols and these tribal internecine troubles that have been going on for centuries. These symbols may sound weird, but they don't really. They mean a lot. When somebody crosses a dangerous border and comes over to a hated enemy's territory and prays with them, it's amazing. So you know what I would do if I were Ehud Olmert, although I'm probably pretty sure he won't. But what I would do is I would call the families who were hit yesterday, the two families who were hit with Israeli missiles yesterday. I would call them and say, as soon as this is over, I am coming over and weeping with you. And that's what I would tell them. And I would go over there and I would weep with them. And that's what I would do. Because if we really face the consequences of our own act, and you know what, if George W. Bush would say, okay, I'll go over, rather than just stay in this nice, safe green zone and say, I'll come over and ride on a garbage truck. Wow. Wow. Of course they won't do it. More people killed in Iraq. More bombs going off in Iraq. It's just scary. Marcy in Idaho Springs. Goodness, I love the springs. How is it? Is it still kind of dank and musty, but really fun to go in, although not on these hot days?
It's cool up there.
It's cool in the hot springs? You know it's really hot when it's cool in the hot springs.
I don't go there very often.
I'm teasing. Go ahead.
No, it's cool up in the mountains. Much cooler than it is down. I'm on my way to work, so I'm headed into Boulder.
Descending into the hot.
Yes, into the heat. What I wanted to mention was your District 7 question, because I've been interested in that for quite a while. I've been watching it. And, Peggy Lamb is a great person. I really, 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 really wish she had stayed in Boulder and run for the seat when Mark Udall's seat comes up, because we need somebody in that race. He's going to be running against Alec. We needed somebody desperately. And
yep.
So I really wish she hadn't sort of carpet bag down into that district.
Yeah.
Ed Perlmutter has been so good. I mean, he was so phenomenal when he was in the legislature. He was a leader. He was so well-respected. And I think he could do it again. I think he could be just an absolute Democratic leader for
Who
us.
Has the best chance at beating Rick O'Donnell?
I think Perlmutter does. He's got the name recognition. They have, and Rubenstein is a very smart man. He's got good ideas. I hope they listen to him, but he doesn't have the name recognition.
Right, right. I wasn't aware of his background. I knew Perlmutter had been in the legislature, and I knew of Peggy Lamb, but I did not know who Ruben. Is it pronounced Steen or Stein? Rubenstein, I guess.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not either.
I think. And again, he seems like a very knowledgeable person. He's got some excellent ideas. But I've been in politics for a long time, and you need people that they've heard of, as hard enough as it is. And Ed Perlmutter, for the first time, he was winning Republican districts because he was so well thought of.
Hmm. Well, then, heck, let's think about Ed Perlmutter then. I mean, you know, I try to vote for a woman, but I had read some background on Peggy Lamb, and I didn't like the way she carpet-bagged either. That just does not sit well with me.
And again, we're so desperately needing some. I don't know who we're going to run. Maybe other people do, and they haven't told me, which is always a possibility. But we've got to be thinking ahead, and I wish she'd just stayed where she was and waited for 2 years.
Thanks very much for your call. I appreciate your expert analysis. Thank you so much, Marcia.
Well, thank you for being here. We really enjoy you.
Thank you very much. I'm so glad. It's 7:43. I'm Aaron Hart filling in for Jay Marvin this morning. Maybe you want to weigh in and be a Colorado political pundit this morning as to who you think has the best chance of taking over the 7th district. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't mind a handicap on what districts you think can be taken away from Republicans. That sounds delicious. It's 7:43. I'm Aaron Hart. This is Now. See, I'm glad Pedro can't hear me again, because every time I think I say delicious, he thinks he's going to get a treat. 303-713-7600. It's 7:44. Yes, I am one of those mad women who walks my dog around and talks to him. Do you talk to your dog? Do people look at you like you're crazy? 303-713-7600. To me, it's the height of sanity to talk to your dog in these crazy times. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Not looking good for the turnpike right now, especially if you're eastbound Highway 36 at Federal. That's where a trash truck flipped over and all lanes of the highway blocked there. Traffic is only getting by one car at a time on the right shoulder. And backup's pretty solid past Sheridan now. This is one stretch of highway you don't want to be on. This problem's going to stick with us for a while. You can hop off Sheridan, take that north or south to 92nd or 72nd Avenues, and those routes east to Pecos. You can get back on the highway. If you're as far back as Church Ranch, you might want to consider bailing there. Southbound I-25 loaded up from after 120th down to 92nd Avenue. Crash there finally cleared over to the left shoulder. We're just kind of busy across the rest of the stretches this morning. Weather for today, partly cloudy, but another hot one. Highs up around 93. We've warmed up to 71. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Relax in Los Angeles. Frontier goes there 7 times a day, nonstop. Be sure to book your next flight at frontierairlines.com for the lowest fare anywhere. It's guaranteed. Frontierairlines.com, a whole different website.
The Majority Report, weeknights 8 to 11.
What support for George Bush means, what you're saying to the world and to your neighbors here in this country is, I don't care. I don't care about the air. I don't care about law. I don't care about older people. I don't care about the troops. I don't care about public education. I just don't care. So you're either dumb or you're cruel.
The Majority Report, weeknights at 8 on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hey, Dex.
Hey, you all right?
Tired. Been shopping for a whole family.
Maybe you should sit down.
Running everywhere to find things. Skirt here. Football helmet there.
There she goes. You actually shopped until you dropped.
Ow.
Next time, let me help you find things near and dear to your home.
Where were you 3 hours ago?
Sitting on the counter?
I knew that.
Dex Community Edition. All the info you need on people and places in your most local locale. It's the one that gets used. Dex knows. Sometimes you feel like you're just a number. To the banks, the credit card companies, the lenders and financial institutions, you are just a number. Your credit score. And unless that number is above their standards, you get stuck paying more for everything. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. If you don't have perfect credit, banks will either take advantage of you or slam the door in your face. But I want to send you a free tape that shows you how my proven system will wipe the slate clean once and for all. My system doesn't just raise your credit score, it will permanently insulate your credit status so it can never come back to haunt you again. It works no matter how bad your credit is or how much debt you have. Call today and I'll send you a free tape showing you the power of my proven system. You can hit the reset button on your credit score and wipe the slate clean. Let me show you how.
Call right now to get my free tape. 1-800-600-4004. That's 1-800-600-4004. 1-800-600-4004.
I want to let you in on a little secret, but before I do, could all you car dealers, bankers, and credit card companies switch over to the All Sappy Love Songs All Day Long station? Good. For the rest of you, here's the secret. FreeCreditReport.com. If you know your credit score going in, you may be able to cut a better deal on car loans, refis, even credit cards. And you'll find your free credit score and report at FreeCreditReport.com. That's the secret. Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at FreeCreditReport.com. Get the score.
Computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, phishing attacks, and pop-up ads invade your business every day through email, web browsing, and instant messaging.
And the right way to stop them is
Barracuda Network's spam, spyware, and IM firewalls. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM now and ask for your free trial. Barracuda Network's firewalls are affordable and easy to use. That's why over 30,000 companies and leading universities are Barracuda Network's customers. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM.
888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or go online to BarracudaNetworks.com.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hi. I'm just emailing my local guy at Mercy Corps to make sure we're set with Cassandra in the next hour. We're going to definitely go for that because I'd like you to hear a voice from the region live on the air because we all need to know more about what's happening with the humanitarian crisis and the damage there. Now, I hear two things. One is the damage is being overblown by the pictures that, yes, the destruction is salacious in southern Lebanon, but that's where, and southern Beirut, where the Hezbollah is embedded cheek by jowl with the civilian populace. But this is a really hard one. It's really, morally, it's difficult to see any civilians killed anywhere, particularly in, say, Iraq as well. But, you know, what do you do when terrorists are attacking you from civilian neighborhoods? Jane in Westminster, welcome. And we can also talk about a local race, the 7th District, or any other races on your mind.
Oh,
Jane.
Good morning, Aaron. This is Jane, and I don't live in the 7th District, but I did have an opportunity to go to the Democratic picnic yesterday, and I had a chance to meet Ed Perlmutter, and I had some concerns because I've worked at least in Westminster about problems with eminent domain and, you know, of course, some of the Walmart situations that go on there.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him specifically, I said, how do you feel about eminent domain? And at first I think he was a little taken aback because I think he thought maybe I was attacking him, but I really wanted to know how he felt about it because I realized that he had a relative who is a developer, or, you know, in the real estate business, Jordan Perlmutter. And he said, well, he felt like eminent domain should not be used unless there really truly was blight, and not just merely for an ability to move one property to another owner. So I felt a lot better about that, because he did say that Peggy Lamb had taken out some ads that were accusing him of being influenced, you know, by developer issues, and that, of course, was a concern to me. And he really put my fears at rest. He talked about when he had worked on something that had gone into the 16th Street Mall. Apparently, a developer had wanted to come in there and, you know, take advantage of urban blight and bring in, you know, just shopping there. And I guess they had worked against him. So he apparently will look at the issue and not just fall into line with with what the developers want.
What a relief.
Well, it really was, you know, because that had been a high concern for me, and I told him I wasn't in his district, but that was a worry to me. So anyway, I thought this would be a good opportunity to at least, you know, say, okay, just somebody from the ranks had gone out there and asked him the issue, and I felt like he had passed.
Now, I used to have a congressional map of Colorado in my head, but
I'm in Mark Udall's district.
You're in Mark Udall's. Oh, so you're in a great district.
Yeah, so, well, the interest that I have... Deb Benefield, of course, is being attacked pretty heavily. She's the first Democrat that's been in Westminster in our House district for some time, but she, you know, we get the robocalls about her all the time.
Oh, dear.
So.
Those robo-nasters. Now, are the calls still coming about Bill Ritter? They were coming the last time I did filled in for Jay. There were some really particularly vicious calls coming in from robocalls. Making all sorts of nasty and mean-spirited insinuations about Bill Ritter. Do you know if those are considered?
I haven't had them if they're coming in, but I did get the ones on Deb Benefield.
Mm. Well, that's such a lovely tactic, isn't it? So what's your idea for the solution of the Middle East? I'm not going to let you off the hook.
Uh-oh. You know, it is very disturbing, as you say, to see civilians. But, I mean, you know, we've seen our own civilians, like in Katrina, people dying, or in New York. You know, I mean, it's a dreadful, dreadful thing. And I kind of liked your idea about the possibility of demonstrating our weakness and our sadness. You know, maybe we just need common people to go over there and just, you know, weep with people that, you know, that shows that we have true high concern.
You know, it's interesting because the farmers all over, because I'm descended from farming stock, maybe I think about this, but the farmers helped bring down the Soviet Union's wall. You know, all the neocons want to give Ronald Reagan credit for it, but it really isn't so much him as it was everyday people going over to Russia and going, see, this is what we do at home. This is how we grow things back home, and we get to keep, you know, there are profits, and everything's really kind of fun. And I think in some ways, and because of that care and attention, it started when the wheat crops were failing in Russia and we were trying to help. And it was really interesting to me, once you start talking to people across the divide, and we're connected to each other much more than we ever have been. And when I read that bloggers were talking to each other and going, are you a sane Israeli? Because you sound pretty reasonable to me, and I'm over here, and I'm a Lebanese, and I didn't want to lob rockets at you, and I want to live in peace, and can't we get along? And it was like, whoa. You know, there are voices of reason everywhere. They just don't get heard because they get drowned out by all the fanatics. So maybe I ought to start there probably already is one, but a website called commonsense.org. And it's like, let everybody with common sense go over and talk to each other and try to work out ways to put hands across the water. If maybe perhaps at first to weep, then maybe to put our hands to some sort of sane work. You know, it just drives me nuts. Well, thank you, because you reminded me of something else, and I'm going to talk about that coming up, Jane. So I appreciate your call very much.
Thank you.
Here's what Jane mentioned that caught my ear. Katrina, is it me, or is this administration the most incompetent at running the government that you have ever seen? I mean, Ronald Reagan's henchmen didn't even do this bad of a job. You know what I mean? And they were trying to actively dismantle it, at least allegedly. They grew the government under them, too. Why is it the Democrats are the only one who ever cut government? So here's the thing. The other thing that I watched in agony was watching the U.S. Embassy over in Beirut just make a hash. I mean, why should have gone to Beirut at first anyway, just to apologize to the citizenry for the crummy job her agency did in terms of trying to help people evacuate. I mean, it's really embarrassing, isn't it, George Bush, when France beats you at evacuating its citizens, when Britain does a better job, when virtually every country on the face of the earth gets its people out of Lebanon faster than we did. When we had people saying, oh, they ignored me, oh, they didn't talk to me, oh, they left me on hold for 8 hours, to a man, woman, person of them, they all went, don't ask us. I mean, does it occur to anybody, I don't want a government in power that can't take care of me when there's a major disastrous flood, when there's a war, when there is, you know, when I'm stuck in a country and I can't get out and I'm joined by 25,000 of my fellows. I mean, come on. We're the United States of America, and we couldn't even be bothered to hire a cruise ship at first. When I heard France hired a Greek cruise ship, I went, there they go again, beating us at being better at taking care of their citizens. Now, I don't know about you. I don't hate the French. I have no beef with the French, but I am really tired of them beating us at every, I mean, like health care, sane lifestyles, more vacation, getting their citizens out of harm's way faster. Okay. France also got stuck in Algeria, which we hope isn't being repeated in Lebanon. But, you know, it's just like, why are we so ineffective at this? And it's because they don't care. They don't care. They could care less. So they hire people who could care less, or they hire the sons and daughters, the idiot, vapid, slack-jawed idiots that come out of East Coast prep schools. Sorry, some of you do go to East Coast prep schools, you slack-jawed idiots. And I'm thinking of George W. Bush in specific, the slack-jaw idiot-in-chief, who are given every single thing. I mean, talk about an argument for no estate tax inheritance. George Bush is a perfect argument for it. Look what happened to him. He was born with a silver foot in his mouth, and he's been talking around it ever since. I mean, you really realize that the man is totally propped up by scripts when you saw him in Russia, didn't you? I mean, good grief. China's really big. He takes 7 hours to fly home in Russia. Russia's a big country. I mean, the modern world requires finesse, it requires intelligence, it requires somebody who understands the world as it is. Now, that would be Dick Cheney, unfortunately, for us. The unfortunate problem for us is when George Bush was selected by the Supreme Court, we in fact got the Prince of Darkness as President of the United States, and we have been paying in blood, treasure, esteem ever since. Now, I'd love to hear your take on local racialists, whether you live in Mark Udall's district or Bob Boudpre's old district or wherever you live. Diana DeGette, that's a district I used to live in. Pat Schroeder's old district. So, what the heck's happening in the elections? Are you working hard for 2006 yet? Get busy. Cassandra Nelson, hopefully, from Mercy Corps, coming up in the next hour. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin on this hot, hot summer, July 24th at 7:58. By the way, Jay will be filling in all week. In addition to doing his own show.
We've all heard them. They're usually annoying, and you hear them at the end of commercials.
I have no idea what I'm talking about, but they told me to say all this stuff really fast so no one can tell what the heck I'm saying anyway.
They're called disclaimers.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
No. The dictionary says a disclaimer is a denial of responsibility. At Professional Auto Body, we don't need to put disclaimers in our ads. Because when you smush your car, we want you to know all about our free smushed car benefits, including free, no-obligation mobile estimating at your home or work, free new car rentals during repairs, free financing on your deductible, or cashback deductible rebates up to $500, and a whole lot more. Professional is recommended by Tom Martino and approved by every insurance company, with all work guaranteed for life. From sensational smushes to simple scratches, Professional Auto Body. Call 561-FREE, 561-FREE. Yep, you won't be hearing stuff like this from us.
Blah, 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 dot com, dot com, dot, blah, 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 www.
Professional Auto Body, 561-FREE.
Things final. Rate subject to change in availability, not including tax recovery charges or fees. Guarantee details on site.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
Secretary of State Rice making a surprise stop in Beirut to see the Prime Minister before heading to Jerusalem. Lebanese leaders say they hope Rice can put an end to the fighting between Israel and Lebanese Hezbollah guerrillas. But Undersecretary of State Nicholas Byrne says a ceasefire isn't possible just yet.
If you simply stop the fighting where it is right now, Hezbollah will be able to inflict terrible damage on Israel. So we've got to see a pullback of those Hezbollah rockets.
In southern Lebanon, Israeli ground troops have pushed into another Hezbollah stronghold.
I'm Robert Berger on the Israel-Lebanon border, where an Israeli army bulldozer is slowly towing a crippled armored personnel carrier back from the front. It's a sign of the fierce fighting on the other side of the border. Elite Israeli ground forces, including paratroopers, have moved into the Hezbollah stronghold of Bin Jabil.
Here at home, closing arguments could begin within the hour at the retrial of Texas housewife Andrea Yates.
This is Steve Futterman in Houston. The jury's expected to get the case sometime today, and if this trial is anything like the first trial, a decision could come very quickly. In that first trial, it took the jury less than 4 hours to find Andrea Yates guilty. The key issue is whether Yates was legally insane when she killed her children. If the jury finds Yates was insane, she will be sent to a state mental hospital. If the jurors decide she was not, Yates will be sentenced to life in prison.
State police are scouring Interstate 65 in southern Indiana for clues in a pair of sniper attacks on pickup trucks that killed one person and wounded a second. About 2 hours after those shootings, bullets riddled a big rig and an SUV on I-69, about 100 miles to the northeast. On the weather watch, much of the West will have to sweat out another day of temperature readings near, at, or above 100 degrees.
We're going to see the same kind of heat again today, all the way from Arizona, California, northward to Washington. Only a few places may get a little relief from afternoon thunderstorms.
CBS News meteorologist George Cullen, California power officials are bracing for record demand for electricity to run air conditioners, and they say rolling blackouts are possible. Filling the tank has never been more expensive. Nationwide average price of a gallon of gasoline rose 2 cents in the latest Lundberg survey to a shade under $3.02. Charleston, South Carolina has the best buy on gasoline, $2.77 a gallon. San Diego, $3.28. A new study finds some patients who take Gleevec to fight leukemia may run the risk of developing congestive heart failure, but the researcher who led the study says patients who need Gleevec should not stop taking it. HCA, the biggest for-profit hospital chain, is being sold to a private investment group. That deal is worth more than $30 billion. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow's up 77, NASDAQ ahead 17. This is CBS News.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. A skydiver who died after an accident in a competition near Longmont has been identified as 37-year-old Marianne Kramer of McKinney, Texas. Witnesses say both her main parachute as well as her reserve malfunctioned during her jump Saturday. She was an experienced skydiver with thousands of jumps. Gas prices keep rising, with the average price of a gallon of gas just over $3 a gallon, and there's one main reason why.
The biggest individual reason that crude oil prices are so high is the Middle East situation.
That's industry analyst Trilby Lundberg. AAA here in the Metro says prices are averaging $2.93 a gallon. Democrats attending the Democratic Leadership Council's annual meeting over the weekend say the party should not be bashful about religion. Democrats are hoping to win control of the GOP-run Congress this fall and the presidency in 08. Members of the centrist Democratic Leadership Council say Democrats need to court voters beyond the traditional base and should openly talk about their religious beliefs as well as their moral values. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
And we're looking at two big trouble spots right now. Boulder Turnpike, this accident's still there. Eastbound Highway 36 at Federal, that's where a trash truck flipped over. All lanes of the highway blocked and traffic only getting by on the right shoulder. We're jammed solid to 104 Church Ranch. So bail off that stretch if you can. If you do hop off Church Ranch, you can take 104th east over towards Federal or Pecos and back down onto the Boulder Turnpike. Now to the south with a crash along C-470, just approaching the area of Quebec. A big multi-car accident has the right lane of eastbound C-470 block and the left lane westbound block, catching significant jamming for both directions of that highway across the Highlands Ranch area. Weather for today, partly cloudy and hot with some isolated afternoon showers. Highs up around 93. We warmed up to 72 now. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
One day sale at KB Home. This Saturday only, 9 to 9. You must register before Saturday to buy your dream home. For more info, call
the only
on beautiful, energy-efficient windows from American Exteriors. How do we save you so much? We eliminate the middleman. At American Exteriors, you always get the right replacement window at a clear value because we're the manufacturer. Call today and get 1996 prices.
The only number you need to know is 3037
Saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Cassandra Nelson's been in touch, but she called my cell phone, so we're trying to get her to call the studio here in Denver to connect up with us. Hopefully that will work. It's 303-713-7600. Thank you all for joining me on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm filling in for Jay Marvin this morning, and I would love to hear from you. Here's the thing. We're going to try to talk to Cassandra Nelson. She's with Mercy Corps, and if you've never had any experience with Mercy Corps, they're a wonderful organization. They're great. They deliver help. They deliver hope. They deliver food. They deliver all kinds of things to war-torn regions and poverty-stricken regions. MercyCorps.org. I have no hesitation in recommending them as a place to donate. They are fabulous. They use many of their dollars directly aimed at helping. We're now trying the Lebanon mobile of her Cassandra Nelson to see if we can reach her. Because they're doing some great work there. I know it's very difficult to travel around the country, so we're going to get a report from her hopefully a little later in this hour. We got her. Good. So 8:07 it is. Thank you very much for joining us. And Cassandra Nelson, thank you, because I know you're very busy and you're doing very noble work. And thank you for making such an effort to get in touch with us. I really appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure.
Well, my pleasure, too. I was just talking up, even though I didn't know you were on the phone, Mercy Corps, because that's been one of the joys of living in the Pacific Northwest, is being so proud of the work that you all do. Mercy Corps has a very high rate, a very low administrative rate, very high giving rate. What is the situation like in Lebanon, as you are on the ground there and we are not?
Well, the situation really is deteriorating rapidly. I mean, since the conflict began, it's been difficult. But in the last few days, the increased bombing and the real threat that there could be a ground invasion by Israel has forced pretty much everyone who used to live in the south out. Everyone is at least trying to get out if they can. And so what it's done is it has been a massive shift in the population up towards Beirut and some of the safer areas. So the entire area here has just been overwhelmed with people who've come with literally nothing. They have, you know, piled their families into minivans. They're having to pay about $1,000 apparently for a minivan to make the trip up these very treacherous roads through the bombing. And so they've literally put everyone they can into these cars, leaving everything they have behind. They don't have a towel, they don't have a sheet, they don't have a piece of food to eat. So they're coming up here and needing everything provided for them. And they're putting a terrible strain on the already kind of frail infrastructure of Lebanon. So the situation has become very difficult for the people displaced. And then certainly for the people that have been left behind in the south, it's even worse. They're getting bombed daily and desperately need assistance down there, but we just can't reach them yet.
So now I understand that it's extremely difficult. I mean, so the roads have been bombed quite a bit because the Israelis, of course, did not want more missiles to be brought to Hezbollah. But how, in terms of it, how difficult is it to travel to the south? Have you been able to even get there yet, or are most of the people now up north and in the middle, so it doesn't matter as much as the crisis isn't as acute then?
Well, the crisis is acute actually in both places. Now we sort of have a two-sided problem
right.
to deal with. Now, in terms of getting to the south, we have not yet been able to make it down there. We have a team that should be going down tomorrow. They've been spending the day trying to coordinate with other humanitarian aid organizations, talking to some journalists that have made the trip to find out exactly what roads we can move through and try to find out the safest passageway. But these people are just going down in a vehicle. What we can't do is we can't take trucks down there yet.
Right.
The bombing has been mainly occurring around trucks, although a lot of civilian cars have been hit as well. But the trucks are being specifically targeted because they could be moving anything. And so that is a difficulty for aid workers that need to bring down supplies and food and things you can't just put in a car. But anyhow, tomorrow we're going to go down and at least assess the situation and identify how many people are remaining there. What are their needs? Do they want to get out and it's just that they can't afford a ride out, and do they need to be evacuated? That's the purpose of that trip. Now, in terms of the people that have moved up here, Mercy Corps has been able to address that problem, at least to begin to address it, by doing massive food distributions and water delivery into a lot of these communities where they've run out of water already. So that we are dealing with currently and will continue to as long as we can.
And I understand that you've made it as far as, and forgive me if I'm mispronouncing anything, but Kafun, right, which is an hour or so southeast of Beirut on your first day a few days back.
Exactly. That's where we started our distributions. It is about an hour south, you're right. And it is an area that has had a massive influx of these people that have been displaced. They've had over about 35,000 people arrive in this very small town.
It's
and
like
so 5, we've been providing
people.
Food. Well, originally it was a 5,000-person town, and now it's burgeoned to about 40,000. So a massive, massive population shift there. So we've been delivering them water today, and over the last 3 days we've been delivering them food items, and we'll continue to deliver them kind of additional items like hygiene items. I mean, everything from toothbrushes and soap. They really came with nothing, and now the markets are bare because there's so many people that arrive there, they don't have anything left in the markets they could even buy if they have the money to do it.
Cassandra Nelson, how do you get food into Lebanon? How are you getting supplies in, or did you have it pre-positioned there as part of Mercy Corps' network?
No, actually, the food that we've been distributing to date and everything we've been distributing, we've procured internally. So these are things that were already on the Lebanese market. We have not brought in any food so far. There has been an announcement that they're trying to open up a safe corridor to bring food into one of the ports,
right.
Which is good news. It hasn't happened yet. I don't think anything has arrived through that port, but it has been announced that that's the plan. Now, the concern that we really have, though, that does not address is how to move the food from the port to the people who really need it. Because if we get it only to the port, well, it's going to sit and rot in the port and not do anybody any good. And what has
right.
not been addressed yet is to develop safe passage internally for humanitarian aid and medical assistance. And that's something that we really have to have if we're going to be able to help the people.
Well, in addition, you're going to have to repair some of the roads as you go along, because if they've been bombed, it must be very difficult to transport anything.
That has been one of the major issues, is that you can't really get trucks down a lot of these roads, and to a lot of these villages have actually been completely cut off because the roads have been bombed out. And when the ones you can get to, this used to be a country that could really be traveled in a couple hours. It's quite a small country. Now to go a distance that would take 45 minutes in the past can take up to 4 hours, because you simply have to take so many detours and side routes and go off-road, and it is very difficult to move in the country now.
Now, I noticed from your website that it says $100 provides a displaced Lebanese family of 10 with 2 weeks of canned food. Very important. Now, as I understand it, the Israelis, while they bombed perhaps the transportation corridors, most towns still have electricity and running water, do they not?
Well, that is one thing that we are definitely going to be assessing further.
Okay.
In the south, you know, I don't have a first-hand look at it.
Got
certainly
it.
In the Beirut area and in some of the areas we're working, Kafun and these areas in the mountains that are more secure areas, they do have electricity, although they're having to ration electricity in a lot of these towns that have taken on so many refugees.
Sure.
Because they're burning up more electricity than the city actually has. And so in Kafun, for instance, they only have electricity 12 hours a day, and they've run out of water. They have a water system, but they don't have any water in the reservoir because there's too many people, and so that's why we're trucking in water now.
Yes, and then you're going to run into sanitation problems as well, I would imagine.
Well, that's the big concern and why we're moving very quickly to get them this water, because, I mean, it was a situation when we first arrived there that they simply couldn't flush their toilets because there's no water in them. You have, you know, 35,000 people in a city and no running water. You're going to really risk massive outbreaks of, you know, these waterborne diseases and things that come from bad sewage problems. So that was one of the things we're trying to address right off the bat, to stave off any of these kinds of chronic waterborne diseases.
And the best way for people to help, of course, is probably to donate cash, correct? Because you're having to convert on the ground and you may not have a corridor yet and all those kinds of concerns. So if people want to help out with the Lebanon crisis, with emergency food or any kind of aid, the best way would be to donate cash, right?
Exactly. Now, that is the way to get to the people the quickest.
Okay.
Right now, as I said, we're buying things on the local market and able to distribute them very quickly. If we have to ship it in on a boat, that can take, you know, days to weeks to accomplish.
Indeed. So very, very situation, very tough. Now, two things have happened. Would you view, I mean, I don't know whether you want to get into any of the political sides of anything, but do the people take any kind of hope at all that Condi Rice made her first stop in the Middle East in Beirut? Did that cause any kind of ripple of hope where you're hanging out?
You know, we really haven't heard the reaction yet. I actually was at the literally across the street from the building she went to, the where the president and the prime minister is. But she was unexpected. She zoomed in. Most people I was with were surprised. They saw a lot of security on the street today, and they couldn't figure out what was going on. They said, this isn't normal. It actually terrified a lot of people that, you know, maybe there was an invasion underfoot because they haven't seen that much security on the street in a long time. When she came, I mean, she was still here when I left. I just left there about an hour ago. So there really hasn't been a reaction yet. No one quite knows what took place. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, people hope that this may be the beginning of a chance for some diplomacy or a ceasefire. But I think, you know, at this point, people are very concerned and not very optimistic.
I would say that's a very good assessment. Thank you, so, at least from over here, and thank you so much for being on the ground for Mercy Corps and for us in the United States over there trying to help ease the pain of the situation for the citizens of Lebanon. I appreciate your time and your help this morning, Cassandra, even though it's afternoon for you, I know, Cassandra Nelson. Thank you for taking time out of your busy day to join us. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Take care. Be safe.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Yep. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk. Okay, here's the website. It's mercycorps.org. mercycorps.org. They have a place where you can donate right there. I'm pretty skint these days, but I'm going to donate something today because we just have to. We just have to. And if you prefer to donating by check, they have their address right there ready so that you can do it too. I prefer to do that rather than the internet, but I'll look up the address for you too. Once again, Mercy Corps has a very hip way of going about things. They're a very good group. I vouchsafe for them there. But you, please, just donate something. Help people who are in crisis, whatever way you choose. It's 303-713-7600. And you can donate by phone to Mercy Corps at 1-888-25.
It's your life. It's your choice. If balance in your personal and business life is important to you, maybe what you're looking for is staying home and loving it. Work from home with a successful team with a passion for what they do. They'll supply you with the free training needed to work from home and be successful. Staying at Home and Loving It is partnered with an over 20-year-old company making a difference. With no large investment, request info today and ask about the half-off July enrollment. Call 720-851-9637 or go to homefuture.com.
Extra time on the drive there. We're still kind of seeing the usual delays around town. Northbound I-25 backed up from after Bellevue. As you make your way past Hamden, southbound 225 stop and go from after Parker Road down towards I-25. Big delays yet on the Boulder Turnpike, eastbound Highway 36 at Federal. That rolled trash truck still blocking up all lanes, only the right shoulder getting through. Weather for today, partly cloudy and hot. Some isolated afternoon showers, highs up around 93. Right now we're at 72. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk. The Regional Air Quality Council urges you to take care of our summer air. You can reduce ozone pollution by refueling your vehicle in the evening on hot summer days and avoiding unnecessary idling when you can. For more information, go to ozoneaware.org.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. Over the past 35 years, some of the most fulfilling home projects I've worked on are the ones that allow me to help improve someone else's everyday life. From building a wheelchair ramp to widening doorways, I pride myself on helping to create a barrier-free environment for those with physical disabilities. Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
Disembodied voices, silly little jingles, blathering announcers. You think you're tired of them? Think about us poor people who make ads for a living. So, here's our plan. You write the ad. Think back 2 years ago when Republican Congressman Marilyn Musgrave promised to do better. No more abandoning our veterans. No more favoring global corporations. No more covering for corrupt cronies in Washington. But we both know none of that happened. So on our website, ColoradansForLife.org, we've listed Musgrave's muffs. Dozens of ways Musgrave's muffed her responsibilities and hurt Colorado. Pick one that bugs you, or use a Marilyn muff of your own. Write a 60-second radio ad and send it to us. If we use your idea, we'll send you a gift, but more important, we'll send Marilyn Musgrave a message. Us ad writers have had it.
Paid for by Coloradans for Life.
Your progressive station. AM 760, Progressive Talk.
is Aaron Hart on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning. I've had a request for the number for Mercy Corps, so it is 1-888-256-1900. By the way, they have been listed by Worth Magazine as one of America's best charities. Over the last 5 years, more than 90% of their resources allocated are allocated directly to programs. And for every dollar you help secure for them, you secure $20.89 in donated food and other official supplies. I mean, critical supplies. Okay. So that makes you feel good, doesn't it? And $100, once again, buys a family of 10 in Lebanon. It buys them, let me see on the website, it says provides a displaced Lebanese family of 10 2 weeks of canned food. So whatever you can afford, $20, $18, $2, I'm sure they would appreciate it, and I'm sure they would be glad. Once again, thanks to Cassandra Nelson for joining us this morning live from Lebanon. And she says it's too early to assess what Condoleezza Rice's visit has done. But don't you feel better? I don't know about you, but I always feel better when I talk with somebody from Mercy Corps or some international aid agency, because I feel like there are people, and who knows, maybe one day I hope to end up in work like this myself, perhaps. But I just find it very necessary to spread the word. So I'm going to keep doing that. Once again, the number is 1-888-256-1900. If we can't stop the bombs, at least we can stop the madness in terms of letting people starve or go without water or necessary food or toiletries or whatever else they need. And you know how generous we are, and we know our government isn't doing such a very good job, although that was one thing that apparently Condoleezza Rice went over there to offer today was dough, was aid, was money. Now, $1.5 billion a week, now estimated to be more than that. A new report just came out, one of the soundest and best by the U.S. Inspector General, came out and said that at least $1.5 billion is being spent and that money is being squandered in Iraq and that we're going to have to pay at least, hold on to your hats, $30 billion more immediately to help secure the country. You just got to wonder, does anybody have a plan as to what to do? God, I hope so. Somebody with a plan. You know, you always think of these people as, you know, they've gone to Stanford. They must understand this better than I. They've done this. They've done that. And you know what? The longer I live, the more I find out that the common sense people who I grew up with in small town America and big city Puerto Rico and other places I've lived really have more common sense in their pinkies than most politicians have in their entire bailiwick, with few exceptions. And most of those exceptions, quite frankly, in my lifetime, I have found in the Democratic Party, or perhaps sometimes, just occasionally, in the moderate wing of the what used to be the moderate wing of the Republican Party, which is sort of what center Democrats are these days, moderate Republicans. I just find it appalling that we're in this situation in the first place. Now, do you think Iraq has helped or hurt us? I think it's hurt us. I think it's hurt us because I think it set us back in terms of our esteem. And I also think that people figured out Hezbollah have websites. Hamas has websites. They read. They go, okay, countries with big arsenals don't do very well against suicide bombers. That's a good thing to note. Okay, over here. Big countries with big arsenals don't do very well against guerrilla warfare. Okay, taking notes? Yeah. Big countries with big arsenals have really bad intelligence. Okay. Big countries with big arsenals are really easy to beat if you just keep up the pressure in terrorism. Why haven't we figured out an international department against terrorism? Why haven't we figured out a way to expand Interpol and other things to make an international? And that is where I see some of the hope. Israel feels like Europe, the United States, India, other countries around the world who have been hit very recently by terrorism are beginning to understand the full import of allowing parts of your country to be embedded with fanatics. And by that I mean right-wing fanatics in our country as well. Because think of who's done the most damage to us. Think of who's the least effective at governing. Think of who have turned our country into the selfish, bombastic twits we have become overseas. Think about it. Who's done it? Fanatics who want to drag us all back to the 14th century. And if you don't believe it, just look at the first veto by George W. Bush against stem cell research. Now, who, I ask you, among you, is against embryos that were going to be discarded anyway, zygotes that were going to be thrown out of the trash being used to save lives? Now, to me, that's pro-life. That is pro-life. Using cells to turn them into stem cells in order to be able to perhaps one day find a cure for paralysis or Alzheimer's disease, which seems to be affecting more and more of our population these days. Look, why not go for life? Why not enhance life through scientific research? But these guys, particularly George W. Bush and his henchmen, think as if we are living in the dark ages. That's who they are. And people like Condoleezza Rice, who should know better, empower them. People like Colin Powell, who should know better, empower them. Now, look what's happened to Colin Powell. Can he ever, ever run for president? No, because every time he was a stupid patsy for the Bush administration will come up again and again and again and again. These people have ruined the careers of otherwise fairly smart people. Did I agree with everything Colin Powell believed in? No. Did I agree with everything? Do I ever agree with Condoleezza Rice? Rarely. But this is just awful. And by the way, can I just say a big bravo to Michael Schiavo for going up against Musgrave and her idiocy? Isn't it just about time we beat the socks off her? That woman is an absolute menace. She is part of the problem. Carolyn Musgrave is exactly part of the problem. Troglodytic, backwards thinking that eschews science. And if I sound like an elitist Democrat, I'm really not. I went to a four-room schoolhouse in Nunn, Colorado. You know, I went to public schools most of my life, briefly to private, I will admit. And actually, my public education was so good, I got to skip senior English. So, you know what? In Colorado, by the way. And let me just say, it's nonsense that these people think that they're smarter, better, and faster than us. Don't let them get away with that. Don't let them talk you out of it. And don't let people like Carolyn Musgrave, who is certainly one of the most ignorant, God, what an ignorant woman she is, bigoted, awful, ignorant, dumb. And she had how did she get elected? How did she get elected? I grew up with Republicans, and none of them were dumb enough to elect her. 303-713-7600. None of them were even mean enough, and there were a couple of mean ones, too. 303-713-7600. I'm Erin Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. You know, Janine Garofalo is right. You either have to be dumb or evil to vote for these guys. 303-713-7600. I'm Erin Hart, filling in on the Jay Marvin Show. What's your issue? What's your take on the Middle East?
303-713-7600. Join me. AM 760, progressive traffic.
Making a little bit of progress on our two big crashes right now. Eastbound Highway 36 of Federal, that's where a trash truck ended up on its side. It's now uprighted, back on its wheels, and should be towed out of there shortly, but there's still quite a bit of debris and oil spilled on the highway that needs to be cleaned up. And for now, traffic's getting by single file on the right shoulder. Backups to 104th Church Ranch, so exit off there if you can. Use 104th, take that east to Federal or Pecos, and back south to the Boulder Turnpike. Emergency crews cleared off the highway now, east and westbound C-470 on the west side of Quebec. Big multi-car crash, still kind of working off in the median area. And we are catching delays yet. Eastbound C-470 backed up from Lucent. Just catching the typical slowing from the rest of the highways. Weather for today, partly cloudy and hot. Highs up around 93 with afternoon showers expected in. Right now we're at 72. I'm Aaron O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Find out how you can get a free iPod Nano for banking with Key. Now that's music to your ears. Visit Key.com, call...
Need new shocks? Need new struts? Get to the Brakes Plus huge July sale on Monroe shocks and struts. It's a buy two, get two free sale. Now that's a plus. Visit BrakesPlus.com for locations and money-saving coupons. Brakes Plus, a proud sponsor of your Colorado Rockies.
LendingTree.com, where you can choose from up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. LendingTree.com.
Submitted to industry. InventHelp has inventors' information for you. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-900-9241. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-900-9241. That's 1-800-900-9241.
(303-761-6400) When it's time for a new roof, that's the only number you need. If your home needs a new roof this year, call Excel Roofing, Denver's most trusted roofer. We make it so easy. Your Excel Roofing project manager will take care of your job from start to finish. Excel Roofing has set the standard with our no payment until the job is finished and you are satisfied policy. Don't pay anyone in advance. This is the only way to have work done on your home. Call us today for a free in-home estimate at 303-761-6400. Excel is the original roofer on Tom Martino's referral list. When Tom Martino needed a new roof, he used Excel Roofing. You should do the same. Call us at 303-761-6400 or check us on the web at ExcelRoofing.com.
Excel Roofing, we're on top of it.
Hey there, it's me, your house and resident siding know-it-all. Look, I don't know if you've noticed, but I'm a wreck. My siding is splitting. It's faded. And see these? They're warped pieces I've had since the Carter administration. Listen, do us both a favor and visit the experts at the new James Hardy Siding Center. James Hardy Siding is superior to wood and vinyl, and it comes expertly installed by James Hardy's own installation teams. From start to finish, the James Hardy professionals handle everything, so we get complete replacement siding peace of mind. I'll bet that's why it's on over 4 million homes across America. Show me you care. Call the James Hardy Siding Center, and I won't ask for anything ever again. Except maybe that cute little addition.
Celebrate the grand opening of the new James Hardy Siding Center in Lone Tree, just west of Park Meadows Mall and in Lakewood across from Belmar. Stop in today to register for your chance to win a James Hardy Playhouse. Call 866-3-HARDIE or visit JamesHardySidingCenter.com for more information.
Hardy built, Hardy installed, Hardy guaranteed. James Hardy Siding Center.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Part on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay's taking a day off because he's doing double team work. He's filling in for Jerry Springer and doing his own show next week, starting tomorrow. This week. Oh, and by the way, I had a brain dead moment when I said Carolyn, not Marilyn Musgrave. I know it's Marilyn Musgrave. I just hate the alliteration of her name. Marilyn Musgrave. Amen. Marilyn Musgrave. Amen. Okay, so I noticed. I went, oops. But I get a call. I got two. Okay, fine. It was Marilyn Musgrave, just like Marilyn Manson. Just think Marilyn Manson, Marilyn Musgrave. Also, for those of you who like my cold water tips, thank you. It's 303-713-7600. For those of you who are donating to Mercy Corps, big double thank you. 1-888-256-1900. Dave in Denver, good morning. Hi, Dave.
There you go. Turn it on. Thank you, Aaron.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you got to connect.
Hey, I just called Marilyn Carolyn.
Oh. Yeah. Well, hey, I'd like to ask you a couple of the hard, really, of the questions, because I really take your concern about finding a solution to the Middle East problem to be real.
Mm-hmm.
But there are significantly hard problems.
Oh, yeah.
And the first one is, what is your really solution to these millions of people who are all the grandsons and sons and daughters of the people who were ethnically cleansed from Israel and they want to return to their homes?
They weren't ethnically cleansed. The UN separated the country. They made a divided country. That's what happened. International law created Israel and Palestine, okay? They refused to live and go to the area that had been designated for them. So, first of all, it wasn't ethnic cleansing. And second of all, every single Arab country refused to take them in and help exacerbate the problem, and it was a big mess. So, and part of the reason it got partitioned was because it was the right and just thing to do. Now, given the fact that I'm going to reset the conversation that way, let me add quickly that I think each side is going to have to take a massive dose of pain. And I come down, I helped moderate a discussion here for a group called Finding Common Ground. They brought over Yasser Abed Rabo from the Palestinian side. He was one of Yasser Arafat's associates, but he wasn't corrupt. He wasn't among the corrupt ones, they thought. Now, the other one was Avram Berg, who served in the Knesset and who was a leftist in Israel. And each of them had agreed on, and I'm sure there's the Geneva Accords. There are many Israelis and Palestinians who have been trying to reach across the divide and find common ground. And here's where I come down. The Palestinians are going to have to eat the right of return, and the Israelis are going to have to turn over some of their settlements, and they're going to have to deal with Eastern Jerusalem being Palestinian. And I think that's part of what's going to have to happen. And most groups that I know of can agree on those resolutions. First of all, many of the Palestinians who lived there didn't have the land for that long. Very, very few families actually had the land for generations. And some of them did get displaced. You're absolutely right. And you know what? Too bad. The country had to be divided. That's the way it happened. They should have taken the deal they were given in 1948. They have refused consistently and constantly to take every single deal offered them.
Well, you do understand that the context to put it in is the vast bulk of the Jewish population there were really immigrants from Europe, and they conducted a terror campaign with the Stern Gang and the Haganah and Irgun,
who did absolutely vicious murders
and terrorisms for
years. Obviously, you hate Israel and you don't believe it has the right to exist. That being said, I don't know whether I can talk to you because look, the Irgun did some things that I find distasteful, but to label the Haganah a terrorist group is ignorant and stupid and bigoted and wrong. So if you're going to have the conversation that way and be anti-Semitic from the get-go, I don't know how to talk to you, quite frankly, without, if you want to try to have a discussion without using charged language designed to infuriate the issue, please go ahead. But if you're going to distort history that way, you're doing everyone a disservice by your ignorant bigotry.
Well, those are vicious, hate-filled remarks on your part.
No, they're not.
Okay.
Just correcting the record.
Well, the Stern Gang was a terrorist group who actually murdered Lord Moyne while World War II was going on. You don't deny that, do you?
I deny that there were some terrible things that were done by both sides. And you know what? I don't deny that the emir of the Mufti of Jerusalem was a total supporter of the Nazis either. Or are you going to throw that in for discussion, too, that they were actively encouraging the absolute destruction of the Jews?
Do you include that in your conversation? The vast bulk of the Jewish population who was there came there from Europe, didn't they?
They were fleeing annihilation by the Nazis.
When the Balfour Declaration was made, there were no Nazis. They had no England had no reason to give away...
Yes, they did have reasons. They had absolute reasons. It was absolutely just and totally right that they partitioned it. Hell, they've made every other country in the region. Why not make another one?
Because they have been the problem, and their injustices that they have perpetrated have been the problems for most of the contests of the 20th century. I mean, these are the same British who would not allow India her freedom, or Pakistan, or South Africa, or any of the other colonies.
So what do you propose to do? Annihilate the Jews? Throw them all into concentration camps? What's your solution?
No, I think honest people take the approach that countries owe a duty to all the people who live in the country to treat them fairly and give them the protection of the rule of law. And as an example, I'll point to the town of Kalkila. Are you familiar with this town?
Yes.
Okay. What is their future?
Have you been there? Have you been to the region?
No, have you seen how close the region?
Well, you know what? I know have you talked to Palestinians
Israel
in great numbers? I have.
Perpetrated on these people for 40 years.
Uh-huh. Have you talked to Palestinians? Do you understand? Kinkila, which is up in the north and near the wall, is in a sad situation. I agree. I don't like the wall. I don't like settlements. I don't like a lot of what's being done. But I'm not under constant bombardment and constant warfare from my neighbors either. And I have not had to fight for my very existence since the inception of my country. So you know what? I think both sides, as I said at the start of our conversation, are going to have to give up and settle for painful resolution.
And what most is the future of Calcutta?
Most people in the Palestinian and the in Israel, in the Palestinian territories in Israel, are willing to make those sacrifices, and they want peace. Now, if you want to keep mentioning things in a very in a way designed to make, you know, the Palestinians have blown up thousands of innocent people as well.
Just
you know,
like,
in your mind,
like,
if I'm
Jewish
even granting the Israelis do not
people.
Wait. The Israelis have always had a practice and policy as a government of not killing innocents unless they were collateral damage. And I hate that term because it's so unhuman. But you know what? The Palestinians have not had that. The Israeli government has not ripped its own people off to the tunes of billions of dollars that they stashed in Swiss bank accounts either.
Okay. What is the future of the people of Calcutta who have been put in a concentration camp with like 20-foot high walls
that
are guarded by the Israeli army and have been
camp.
Stripped of their lands and fields
and how about the people, the Israelis who go over there every day to demonstrate with them? What about them? Do you know about them? I guess
absolutely,
you
do. Absolutely, I know about them.
You know what?
You should definitely check out your facts.
You should never call anything within Israel a concentration camp ever. Because it's ridiculous, ignorant, bigoted, anti-Semitic, and
how
wrong.
How hateful. Up,
yeah, no, you're hate-filled,
you
sir.
Are the one,
you're the one who's being anti-Semitic. You're the one who is being
about the atrocities that are going on and have gone on for more than 40 years.
Right. You
it
just
is,
are
it is just absolutely
you're
cowardly and despicable
do you believe
on
the,
your
do you
part.
Believe in the right of Israel to
believe.
Exist? Answer
I
my
do
question.
Believe.
Do you believe in the right of Israel to exist?
Absolutely.
Good.
I
goodbye.
Also believe that they
thank
have a good...
Goodbye. 303-713-7600. Sorry, I won't listen to that call to concentration camp. It is not a concentration camp. To call it a concentration camp, it's bad. It's terrible. The Palestinians no doubt have grievances. I am not necessarily trying to minimize that. But by trying to paint anything in Israel as a concentration camp only shows the man has never been there. All he's done is read terrorist propaganda. It's 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Seeing some improvement now eastbound C-470 after clearing off the emergency crews approaching Quebec. Accident still kind of working off into the shoulder. And traffic at one time backed up from Lucent, although that's starting to loosen up. Should be a little bit of an improvement across Highlands Ranch. We're starting to see some improvement across the rest of the highways, including northbound I-25, traveling in between the Tech Center and downtown. Southbound 225 getting better from Colfax to Alameda. Still kind of busy from Yosemite down towards I-25. Eastbound 6th Avenue is loosened up in from Lakewood. Accident eastbound Highway 36 of Federal, still in place though. It was a rolled trash truck, now back up on its wheels. Everything's kind of cleaning up at this point. All lanes of the highway still remain blocked though, only the right shoulder getting through. And we're backed up to 104th Church Ranch now. Weather for today, another hot one under partly cloudy skies, highs up around 93. We've warmed it up to 74 now. Maren O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Kansas City, here you come. Choose from 6 nonstops daily. Be sure to book your next flight at...
Is your computer running slow? Are pop-up ads making your life miserable? Don't let your computer drive you crazy. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, PC Answers will come to your home or office and get your computer running like new.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com, 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Please stay tuned for an important message from Ancestry. Thousands of documents detailing family histories are available to the public. To receive a free family history report revealing some of this fascinating information, call 1-800-700-4876. This free report may contain facts tied to your family name. Again, thousands of historic family records are now available to the public free of charge. To request your family's free family history report, call 1-800-700-4876. That's 1-800-700-4876.
SL Roofing.
303-761-6400. When it's time for a new roof, that's the only number you need. If your home needs a new roof this year, call Excel Roofing, Denver's most trusted roofer. We make it so easy. Your Excel Roofing project manager will take care of your job from start to finish. Excel Roofing has set the standard with our no payment until the job is finished and you are satisfied policy. Don't pay anyone in advance. This is the only way to have work done on your home. Call us today for a free in-home estimate at 303-761-6400. Excel is the original roofer on Tom Martino's referral list. When Tom Martino needed a new roof, he used Excel Roofing. You should do the same. Call us at 303-761-6400 or check us on the web at excelroofing.com.
Excel Roofing, we're on top of it.
Here in Colorado, there aren't many things we look forward to more than elk season. And right now, instead of you calling the elk at the Great Elk Tour at the Gander Mountain in Thornton, the elk are calling you. The Great Elk Tour is a huge store-wide event with special appearances by World Elk Calling Champion Dan Witness from 9 to 5 on Saturday and Sunday. It's tons of contests to help you improve your calling and archery skills, plus product demonstrations by Primos, Hunter Specialties, Nikon, Liberty Safes, Leupold, and more. You can even enter the second annual Gander Mountain Elk Calling Championships or the first annual Elk Tour Archery Challenge. So if the elk are calling you, come on out and return the favor at the Great Elk Tour this weekend only at the Thornton Gander Mountain at I-25 and 104th Avenue. Gander Mountain, we live outdoors. And right now, to celebrate the Great Elk Tour, purchase any firearm and receive a Gander Mountain gift card for 20% of the purchase price. Offer good at both the Thornton and Aurora stores.
The Army National Guard.
I'm Lisa Mendez. Being in the National Guard and having a community to protect is a great feeling. There's actually two reasons that I joined. One is because the great benefits. Then I also joined because of my family. I'm defending my country. They will teach you to be a stronger person, and that's one reason I joined. Hear the story about how the National Guard has changed my life at 1-800-GO-GUARD.com.
Sponsored by the Colorado National Guard, aired by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Here's what people are saying about Enhancelin.
Enhancelin does balance out my blood sugars, so I don't go through any highs or lows.
Whenever I take the Enhancelin, it has brought my blood sugar down.
Enhancelin is the all-natural dietary supplement that promotes healthy blood sugar levels.
After taking Enhancelin, now I'm consistently normal.
It works. It actually works.
Call now and receive a free 30-day supply with your order. 1-800-704-1523. Satisfaction is guaranteed, so log on to RadioValues.com or call 1-800-704-1523. Bacon, Eggs, and Jay Marvin on AM 760 in the morning. Progressive Talk.
760, Progressive Talk at 849. Good morning. We have full lines. I'm going to take as many of your calls as possible, try to get the decks cleared for the next hour. And I also want to invite you to continue calling because I know the passions are high on this. And we need to talk. We need to talk. The only way we're going to get through some of this is to talk. Now, you can characterize, straying into history is really hard. I just told the caller several times that the 10-point solutions appeal to me. He won't say what he just wants to bring up grievances. That's what he wants to do. And I understand all that. No doubt the Palestinians absolutely have them. But it is also true that they have their own propaganda as well. And the reality is that the truth often lies somewhere in the middle. And you know what you need to do? Get the facts. Go there. Check it out, because you'll be amazed when you see it. It's 850. I'm Aaron Hart. It's 303-713-7600. And Kevin in Wyoming, welcome. Thank you for joining us. Okay, Dan in Boulder, hi. Sorry, our Wyoming friend,
yeah.
No way.
Oh, I'm here anyway. Hey, one of the things that I think you have to look at in terms of that the truth doesn't always lie somewhere in the middle. Sometimes the preponderance is on one side or the other, as I think is the case in Palestine. I have been there, and no, it's not a concentration camp, but when you go into one city, and you have to have passport checks and document checks, and you're restricted and you're stopped. It's like being in a great big open zoo where you think the animals are free, but there are carefully controlled in places that the animals don't go. So they're not free.
Well, and I wouldn't necessarily call Palestinians, watch calling Palestinians animals, because we don't want to do that.
That's what the Israelis think of them as. That's exactly my point. So that's what you do with animals.
No,
you keep them in a zoo.
I agree that they are treated abominably in terms of the checkpoints. They started in part, though, because of suicide bombers. I mean,
there were checkpoints way before suicide
they
bombers.
They have been in effect way before then, and I think the Israelis have made some serious mistakes, and the United States made some serious mistakes. Efforts should have been made to bypass Yasser Arafat long before he was. Efforts should have been made to deliver macro and micro economics to the people and to get them started. If you wanted to mitigate the problem, if people had just concentrated with the ferocity that they concentrated on border control to giving the Palestinians jobs, it may have been better.
Well, jobs in the surf society don't help much. I'll tell you, I've been
a
long time.
Not just
time
in service. I said microeconomics. I said businesses. Yeah. I didn't say service.
Okay. I'm just saying that I've been against violence for a long time, and just in the last few months, I've come to the conclusion the only way you'll get Israel to really negotiate anything resembling a reasonable two-state solution is only when Palestinians start getting shoulder-fired rockets and knock down the American-supplied helicopters. Unfortunately, sometimes you have to fight, sometimes you have to go to war, and Israel is so outrageous now in their attacks on Gaza, in their attacks on Lebanon, that I'm afraid that many, many people will die. And not until they're brought up to the consciousness of they have to do something to give equality to Palestinians.
You know, I don't think that's correct. With every single partner who has negotiated with Israel to come in peace, whether it was the Egyptians or the Jordanians, have found peaceful partners and an end to the violence. So the reality is, come to negotiate, and maybe that'll help.
But negotiate with whom? The Israelis have set up conditions of the West Bank that are impossible for any reasonable person to ever consider. There's really the plan.
In terms of the checkpoints, they're awful, but the land itself is fine.
They were starting to
thrive and have good businesses in some of the cities there before the latest intifada started.
A small number were able to do that, but the whole idea is to break up, and you can look at the documents, to break up West Bank basically into like three major Bantustans.
That's propaganda perpetrated by the Palestinian negotiators.
I've seen the documents. There's no propaganda.
And it's not correct.
The
accord with Ehud Barak in 2000 with Bill Clinton was absolutely the best deal the Palestinians were going to get. They should have taken it, Dan. Thank you so much for your call.
Sure.
They should have taken it. I mean, they should have taken it. And it's not Bantustan. That's another myth perpetrated by the Palestinian side. But, you know, like I said, each side is going to have to give something up. Harold and Greeley, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm sorry, I'm going to go to Kevin Wyoming again. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Aaron. How are you?
I'm well.
Hey, you're holding your own real well today. I'm real excited to hear your views on this and your side of this. And just as a human being, I want to apologize for Dave. He's been on every talk show in the city for the last week, being an anti-Semitic scumbag. So, you know, again, you held your own real well, and I appreciate it.
Let's not call people scumbags either, shall we not? I mean, I don't know what Semitic that is, but it's pretty bad. I mean,
he's gotten much worse. So,
well, I'm sure he has, and I'm sure he has his own hell to live with inside of his head. But that's his problem and not ours.
But I don't get this whole anti-Semitic thing that keeps coming out from all these people. Because, I mean, for the last 40 years, who's shown more restraint than Israel, and who attacks them, and you know they get one kill, and what do? They go after maybe one or two. They could have done so much more for so much longer, and for people to see that they're going overboard now when they've shown restraint for 40 to 60 years. Come on.
Well, the other thing, though, to remember is that, I mean, even liberal governments built settlements, for example, which I find appalling. I mean, there were a number of things that were done that were provocations, maybe in order to protect, but it seems weird to me that we are still arguing about 67 borders. It should have just been done. And there are many reasons why it wasn't done, but one of the reasons I have faith in Israel is one of their government officials, even in the Sharon government, came up to us while we were there and just said, you know, we made a big mistake after Oslo. We looked up and went, yay, let's get on with our lives. And we went on for our separate peace. And we didn't think enough about what the Palestinians had or what they didn't have or what was happening with them. And we didn't help them or we didn't get them help, you know, in order to establish a viable democratic government. And that's true. And those opportunities were lost in the squalid thievery of Yasser Arafat.
Right. Well, and the governmental solutions, too, are a little bit different in the individual solutions. When you were over there, when you were talking to the Israeli people, did you feel a great hatred for the Palestinians? Or, I mean, they've turned Israel into this garden, and they've been willing to welcome anybody into it.
I didn't sense
the hatred from the Israelis over
there. But let me be honest, too. I met a lot of people of hope. Now, granted, I was on a trip to talk about interchanges, you know what I mean? So. And it was funded by Project Interchange, which is funded in turn by a group that sponsors American Jewish Committee. So just to let you know whose side helped. But, I paid some of my own way, too. And the thing is, what interested me was they not only brought over, they let us talk to settlers. And that was the guy I deemed the most wacko. And he was from Wisconsin, for God's sake. But the other person, and they brought over some angry Palestinians to talk to us, too. And they brought sensible Palestinians. The people who I gained the most hope out of were people who are members of Seeds for Peace, who are young people from both sides, who are struggling not to see each other as demons and work through their mistrust to try to forge a viable solution for today. Hallelujah. Thanks for your call. I think Nick in Littleton must be still hanging on. Nick? You there? Nick?
Hello, I'm here.
Hey, Nick.
Yes. Aaron, Nick in Littleton here.
You have a minute, Nick. I'm going to let you talk. Go.
I am a Semite, so you can't call me an anti-Semite. I'm a Lebanese Christian.
Right, and I count you as Semite,
too. Lebanese are Semite.
And if you say anything negative against a Lebanese, I would have called you an anti-Semite, too.
If I understand. Now, I've been to Israel. I went to the West Bank. I went to the Gaza. I went to Jerusalem. I've been in Tel Aviv. And I can tell you from firsthand knowledge the way Israel treats the Palestinians, that the Palestinians really have exercised unbelievable restraint. When you have people who are put in such squalid conditions intentionally, and Israel's response always has been, whenever there's been a response to Israeli aggression or Israeli attacks, Israel always engages in collective punishment of the entire populace.
All right, and
we'll talk more about these issues coming up.
Don't ever call the Israelis Nazis.
Now you're being anti-Semitic. No.
And now you are being anti-Semitic. 8:58 it is. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760. I'm filling in for Jay Marvin. We'll be back with Rabbi Daniel Wiener, who just got out of Israel, and we'll also talk about this issue from all sorts of angles, including your...
We've all heard them. They're usually annoying, and you hear them at the end of commercials.
I have no idea what I'm talking about, but they told me to say all this stuff really fast so no one can tell what the heck I'm saying anyway.
They're called disclaimers.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
No. The dictionary says a disclaimer is a denial of responsibility. At Professional Auto Body, we don't need to put disclaimers in our ads. Because when you smush your car, we want you to know all about our free smushed car benefits, including free, no-obligation mobile estimating at your home or work, free new car rentals during repairs, free financing on your deductible, or cash-back deductible rebates up to $500, and a whole lot more. Professional is recommended by Tom Martino and approved by every insurance company, with all work guaranteed for life. From sensational smushes to simple scratches, Professional Auto Body. Call 561-FREE, 561-FREE. Yep, you won't be hearing stuff like this from us.
Blah, 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 dot com, dot com, dot, blah, 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 www.
Professional Auto Body, 561-FREE.
Work for ordinary people, people that don't have a guaranteed inheritance, and that don't have a guaranteed job anymore.
Because it's not about making more money. It's about making better decisions with the money you make.
If you need a little hope, call 877-592-HOPE. 877-592-4673.
Not just talk. This is where progressives come to talk. Hey, Casey and Thornton, Denver Boulder. And online at am760.net.
Israel's the Deputy Secretary of State, Nicholas Burns, in Washington.
We've got to see a pullback of those Hezbollah rockets. There'll have to be an arrangement where Hezbollah stops the rocketing of northern Israel of 1 million Israeli citizens, and that Hezbollah returns those 2 Israeli soldiers who were taken captive.
Rice told reporters in Beirut she's deeply concerned about the Lebanese people and what they are enduring. CBS's Vicky Barker on the scene.
Rice went from her meeting with Lebanon's prime minister to the home of Nabi Berri, speaker of Lebanon's parliament. He's also head of the mainly Shiite Amal party, which has close links to Hezbollah, and, by the way, to Syria.
I'm Robert Berger on the Israel-Lebanon border. That
that's Israeli artillery here continuing to back up ground troops fighting Hezbollah guerrillas just over the mountain. The Army says Israeli forces are moving further into South Lebanon, targeting the Hezbollah stronghold of Bint Jabil. Officers here describe the ground fighting as the toughest yet.
Israel's Air Force is bombing parts of southern Lebanon, and for a 13th day, northern Israel's been hit by Hezbollah rockets. I'm Dan Revive, live in Israel, with more CBS News. Nick Young.
Well, in London, Iraq's prime minister's held talks with his British counterpart. A report in London's independent newspaper today quotes Iraq's foreign minister as saying officials are giving up on the hope of a united Iraq and are working on a plan to divide the country along sectarian lines. California power authorities are holding their breaths today as a heat wave threatens to push the state's power grid over the brink. It follows a day of soaring usage, and that includes in San Diego, says utility spokeswoman Stephanie Donovan.
4,502 megawatts, which is the most we've ever seen in San Diego history.
Over the past week, officials say at least four deaths are blamed on the heat. New FDA guidelines on the way today aimed at answering conflict of interest criticisms leveled against some members of the agency's advisory panels. Merrill Guzner of the Center for Science and the Public Interest remains skeptical.
If they're just simply clarifying the rules about how they will appoint scientists with conflicts of interest to these committees, I fail to see how it's any real change from what went on before.
Well, police are still looking for whoever is responsible for sniper attacks on I-65 in southern Indiana yesterday that killed one person and wounded another. Bullets also hit a semi-trailer truck and an SUV on I-69 about 100 miles away from the other shooting scenes. No one was injured. Checking on Wall Street, a very good way to start the week. The Dow is up 135 points and the NASDAQ is ahead 33. This is CBS News.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. A skydiver who died after an accident in a competition near Longmont has been identified as 37-year-old Marianne Kramer of McKinney, Texas. Witnesses say both her main parachute as well as her reserve malfunctioned during her jump Saturday. She was an experienced skydiver with thousands of jumps. Gas prices keep rising, with the average price of a gallon of gas just over $3 a gallon, and there's one main reason why.
The biggest individual reason that crude oil prices are so high is the Middle East situation.
That's industry analyst Trilby Lundberg. AAA here in the Metro says prices are averaging $2.93 a gallon. Democrats attending the Democratic Leadership Council's annual meeting over the weekend say the party should not be bashful about religion. Democrats are hoping to win control of the GOP-run Congress this fall and the presidency in 08. Members of the centrist Democratic Leadership Council say Democrats need to court voters beyond the traditional base and should openly talk about their religious beliefs as well as their moral values. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Aaron O'Neill with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Took care of this accident eastbound on Highway 36 at Federal. That's where a trash truck rolled over. Everything's cleaned up and out of your way. All lanes of traffic reopen. We're starting to see the front of that jam loosen up. But eastbound Highway 36 did manage to back up to 104th Church Ranch. So if you're stuck in that backup, just give it a few extra minutes. Things should start to pick back up. And we're seeing a pretty good recovery from the rest of the highways, including southbound I-25, looking much better on that drive-in from Thornton and North Glen. Southbound 225 at Alameda, a little fender bender off to the right shoulder, and traffic is a little bit heavy approaching Colfax, getting past that accident. Weather for today, partly cloudy and hot with some isolated afternoon.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Hey, how's the wedding planning going?
I'm excited, but the planning is really stressing me out. Between the caterer, florist, and my mother-in-law, I'm completely overwhelmed. And what about the music at the reception?
Whoa! Just breathe, girl. Music is the easiest part. When I got married, I called Team Nickel Productions, and they did so much to help me out. They know weddings are expensive, and they worked within my budget.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Team Nickel Productions met with me in person to pick out the music I wanted to hear for my special day. They even worked with my reception location to set up all the details. And they even had karaoke. It was the easiest part of my wedding. You should call Team Nickel Productions now.
What's the number?
720-266-4918.
Call Team Nickel Productions at 720-266-4918 or click on the image in your media player. Let Team Nickel Productions provide the music for your exclusive gathering. Team Nickel Productions, 720-266-4918.
Quality, value, design, innovation. customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit Engel Homes Colorado. To find out more about McKay Landing. That's E-N-G-L-E Homes Colorado.com.
The kidnapping began, so we'll talk to him about all of that coming up. But Harold and Greeley, I know you were hanging on, and you're from one of my hometowns, so I have so many of them, but I have to talk to you. Hi, Harold. Harold? Harold, you left. That's fine. All right. Well, so no, we're not going to talk to Harold, and we'll jump right to Rabbi Daniel Wiener. Rabbi, good morning, and thank you for joining me. Rabbi?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I just wasn't sure what was happening. I don't press the buttons, so I don't know what happened. 907, thank you for joining me.
My pleasure.
We just had a very spirited discussion in the last hour about the situation in the Middle East. Frankly, some people seem to want to stay away from it because it's so complex and so searing. And others call up, and I try to refrain from calling people anti-Semitic, but when they start comparing the West Bank to a concentration camp or calling the Israelis Nazis because of collective punishment, am I on safe ground to call people anti-Semitic?
Well, my sense is that if someone wants to argue and disagree about the politics and the history of what's going on in the Middle East and the history of Israel's place in it, I'm willing to certainly engage someone who disagrees. But if someone, you know, really begins to criticize Israel, compare it bombastically to Nazi Germany, and doesn't have a lot of detail and background as to, and evidence to support what they're saying, to me, I begin to feel that it's a kind of a blanket hatred of Israel and the Jewish people more than it is a substantial engagement in a conversation about Mideast politics. But I'm also very critical of anyone who feels that any kind of criticism of Israel is patently anti-Semitic.
I am very too, and I hesitate to sort of, I mean, because one of the fellows I was talking to, you know, feels that the Stern Gang and the Irgun were terrorists, and he also lumped in the Haganah, which I said I won't go there. But he, you know, he obviously feels acutely the pain of cities like, is it Kinkila up near the northern border? He was pronouncing it that way, but isn't it the town where one of the wall goes through, particularly through olive groves, and has left the people sort of separated from the rest of the
world. Oh, Kalkila, the Arab town of Kalkila, yeah.
Kalkila, right.
Yeah.
I know there was some way that I wasn't getting that exactly right.
Yeah.
From him. So, I think one of the things that we get bogged down in is because he had a lot of facts, but he kept trying to liken the Israeli people to being Nazis in the sense of concentration camps. And that raises my hackles. How do we cross the divide to, even when they come up with facts and figures, how do you talk about this in a way where we can all hear each other?
Well, you know better than anybody that sometimes a few facts are more dangerous than having no facts and using them inaccurately. One of the things you mentioned about the wall, one of the things I think it's important to keep in mind, particularly anyone who's visited Israel, is that the image of the wall being a 60-foot-high concrete barrier, it certainly is that in and through parts of Jerusalem and its environs, mainly to keep Arab snipers from shooting Jewish families. The other 95% of the barrier is a small, about 6-foot-high wire fence. And so I think it's important. I mean, one of the key differences between reality and imagination is that somehow we have this Berlin Wall that's going the length of the country, which isn't true. It is not true. And I think even something as simple as understanding the difference between that fabrication and that reality, I think it's symbolic of a lot of other differences. I think first and foremost, we have to begin talking about facts and talking about reality. If we're going to have a discussion at all, if we're going to resort to rhetoric and bombast, then we're not going to have much of a discussion.
Well, and I always point out that, yes, the Palestinians, some of them are living in desperate poverty and desperate straits, but they weren't placed there by the Israelis. Many of them were refugees who went to camps who just never built a house because they always assumed they were going back, which is proven to be erroneous and always was erroneous. But I think it's still heartbreaking for people who look, and also, let's face it, Yasser Arafat, I think it's safe and factual to call him a thief, stole a lot of money from the Palestinian people, and so many of them didn't get ahead. But it is also true, I think, that Israel, in combination with the rest of the world, has not been of enough help to the Palestinian people in terms of helping them establish infrastructure, businesses, housing, all kinds of things.
I think there have been, in better times, particularly those first years of the Oslo Accords in the 90s, I think there were some great strides forward on the part of the Israelis to work in partnership with the Palestinians in a peaceful environment to try to help them create that kind of infrastructure. Still to this day, and this sounds like a lame kind of comparison, but it's true, Palestinians fare much better. Israeli Arabs and Israeli Palestinians fare much better on the Israeli side than they do on the West Bank side, than they do even, you know, in Gaza. And I think as much, if not more, blame for the current state of Palestinian impoverishment has to be laid at the feet of their leaders, who not only bilk them of relief money, but who also turn down again and again opportunities to create their own state, to create their own society, and have filled their heads and their hearts with uncompromising dreams of taking back the whole land rather than realistic understandings of how to share the land. And so I think the Palestinian leadership has betrayed their own people far more than any damage that the Israelis have inflicted upon them.
Well, and I think the Israelis, too, when I was over there, Israelis ministers from the Sharon government were saying, I don't think we did enough in Oslo. We should have helped more. And I found that interesting. You know, it's like, even then, there's always a critical self-examination, which I find heartening. Now, given that you were visiting Israel on a trip from the synagogue, and suddenly war broke out.
Yeah, we actually, our trip began on June 25th when that soldier from Gaza was kidnapped. And fortunately, in a very self-centered way, fortunately for us, our synagogue part of the trip concluded before the recent problems in the north, but my family and I stayed afterward for another 2 weeks, and so we were there as things began to unfold for, you know, with Hezbollah kidnapping soldiers and murdering soldiers and then starting this cross-border rocket attack. It was, you know, a very stressful time to be in Israel, but also my family and I felt a very good time to be there to support our friends and our brothers and sisters in Israel. We were in Tel Aviv, and I have to tell you, if I hadn't been watching television, there were few signs of what was going on up north. Certainly very close to us, rockets were falling, but in Tel Aviv, not only did we not feel it as directly, but people in Tel Aviv, in Jerusalem and other parts of the country really made it almost an act of defiance. Go out and do things like go to the mall, be with family, go out on picnics. It was almost as if they made a concerted effort not to let what was going on in the north change their lives, and thus the terrorists were allowed to win.
Now, so, but how did the Israelis cover it? Because one thing that I've read in coverage from here, from Israel, and as well as in the U.S. papers and heard on CNN, even international, which is, the Israelis are reading about the war more honestly than they've ever read details about the war. That, in other words, for some reason or another, the Ehud Olmert's government has decided to be more forthcoming than Israeli governments have been in the past. Is that because of the sensitivity, because it's Lebanon, or what reason do you think that is?
No, I think you're right. It's because it's Lebanon. Israel, in and of itself, in any of their conflicts has an incredible openness and access. The media is really right there on the front lines and reports the triumphs and the defeats much more honestly and openly than even American press reports what's going on in Iraq. And so I think there's a real openness in the press what goes on with the army to begin with. But I think you're right. There is some concern about Lebanon because it was there, Vietnam, and people don't want, as supportive as people are of this action, they don't want to reinvade Lebanon.
We'll talk about some of the difficulties and how this also fits with faith and other matters coming up with Rabbi Daniel Wiener. If you have any questions, no matter how searing, we're welcome to take them at 303-713-7600. But because of the echo on the line and because of the scratchiness of your line, Rabbi, I'm going to recommend to producer Kelly Parr back home that he call you on a landline if that's possible, and that way we can maybe get more clarity on the line. Once again, it's 303-713-7600. Please feel welcome to call AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in.
At Thunder Mountain of Denver, see Colorado's biggest and best selection of certified pre-owned Harley-Davidsons and brand-new Thunder Mountain custom cycle. Ride home on a bike today and enjoy a free trip for two
to Las Vegas.
Thunder Mountain of Denver,
the best pricing,
the best financing,
and all bikes fully serviced
and ready to roll.
Right now, take advantage of financing for up to 120 months.
No money down and no interest for up to 6 months on select Thunder Mountain custom cycles
with approved credit.
Thunder Mountain of Denver, off I-70 in Pecos and online at thundermountainofdenver.com.
Why do football players get concussions? After all, they are wearing a helmet. How about hockey players? They wear helmets. How does this happen anyway? A closed head injury is sometimes called the hidden disability. Why? Because you can't always see it. Yet we all know these athletes get concussions, even with a helmet. Sometimes it ends their career. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. Do you have to hit your head to suffer a brain injury? No. Car crashes and trauma can cause head injuries. I'll tell you how this works in the real legal world. Insurance companies fight these cases. When you or a loved one has suffered a closed head injury, you need a professional on your side. At Bell & Pollock, we've handled these injury and insurance cases for over 20 years. If you have an injury question or problem, call us. We'll help you.
Bell & Pollock, champions of the people. Bell & Pollock can be reached at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. Bell & Pollock are the personal injury lawyers endorsed by Tom Martino at troubleshooter.com.
He's breaking records.
It ain't just about winning a race. It's about surviving.
They're breaking hearts.
I kid you not, Brittany has a new boyfriend every week.
A&E revs up your summer with Driving Force, a new real-life series about America's fastest drag racing family. Three sisters with the need for speed, and one dad who's just trying to keep up.
I really wanted sons, and now they come home with boyfriends. You don't even want to get into that.
Driving Force, all new, tonight at 9, 8 Central, only on A&E.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Excel Roofing, Denver's most trusted roofer. We make it so easy. Your Excel Roofing project manager will take care of your job from start to finish. Excel Roofing has set the standard with our no payment until the job is finished and you are satisfied policy. Don't pay anyone in advance. This is the only way to have work done on your home. Call us today for a free in-home estimate at 303-761-6400. Excel is the original roofer on Tom Martino's referral list. When Tom Martino needed a new roof, he used Excel Roofing. You should do the same. Call us at 303-761-6400 or check us on the web at ExcelRoofing.com.
Excel Roofing, we're on top of it.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning. Actually, you have Aaron Hart this morning. Good morning. It's 9:20. Stay cool in the heat. It's going to be a whopping 93 today in Denver. Ugh. Remember to stick your feet in a bathtub of ice if that's what gets it done, and it does. We're talking to Rabbi Daniel Wiener. He is the co-founder of Faith Forward, which is a group of political activists up here who also happen to be people of faith and struggling to find ways to talk about this. And one of the things that I'm, by the way, a board member of Faith Forward, so just so you know. And one of the things we're going to do this week, I gather, Rabbi Wiener, is we're going to talk about how to have a discussion on this very searing issue, which one of my callers this morning, he was a Lebanese Maronite Christian, and of course people in the region are very upset to see the destruction of Lebanon, some of Lebanon's infrastructure. And I spoke earlier this morning to Cassandra Nelson of Mercy Corps, who is over there, and says that the humanitarian crisis is acute, that many cities have swelled to 10 or 15 times their normal size, and people are struggling for food and water and sanitation and all kinds of things. So in terms of looking at this in a way that makes sense to progressives, because when I watched the bombshell, like that family yesterday, the two families who were driving in the white van whose families were killed because they were bombed, I guess, by mistake, it's just... You know, I say I guess by mistake, but I think what we learn in these conflicts is, despite the fact that we think we have precision bombs, and I'm using that in quotes, we really don't. So anytime this starts, you have to think of the casualties of this, which Hezbollah has its own reasons for not thinking about that. But how does Israel handle the morality of that, if you see what I'm saying? How do we as Westerners handle the morality of that when it's happening in Iraq? And by the way, more people were killed in Iraq than in Lebanon. So a mouthful of questions.
Yeah, no. Listen, war is a horrible, bloody, messy endeavor, no matter what you do. And as you said, no matter how smart your bombs and how precise your surveillance drones. But you know, the issue is that Israel needs to do what it needs to do to protect itself. And I think Israel, more than any other country, with its intelligence and with its military expertise, is able to pinpoint its attacks much more precisely than I would venture to say any other country in the world. But despite that, especially when you're fighting an enemy that purposely hides and stockpiles its resources among civilians to ratchet up the body count as high as possible. I mean, I think, unfortunately, these things are going to happen. It's an agonizing thing. Israel, I think, as you said, agonizes and reconsiders and second-guesses itself more than any other major nation in the world. And I think what Israel is hoping to do is to bring this to a quick conclusion and to start the path toward peace with moderate voices again. But again, you know, to look at the larger context, the real blame for this and the blame for Lebanon being in an almost constant state of civil war for 30 years are Palestinian fundamentalists and fanatics and militants who have taken up residence in southern Lebanon, first the PLO, and now Hezbollah and others have taken up residence there for a generation and a half. I think if Lebanese are looking for the cause of their strife and their continued displacement, I think they first have to look to those elements within their own society that have hijacked the entire nation.
Well, and this is part of the problem, but when we read about the definitions, and you've educated me a bit on this in terms of where it is in the Hebrew Bible and stuff about how just war is when you don't, as I recall, destroy the olive groves and the fruit trees and the land surrounding so that you don't wipe a person out from recovering. Now, in terms of destroying the infrastructure of Lebanon and the bridges and the highways, does that count in this? Or is that, I mean, I know it makes strategic sense because you don't want the Syrians pumping them up with more missiles. But on the other hand, it's been harder for people to evacuate, too, when, by the way, they're warned by the Israelis to get out of the way.
They're warned by the Israelis, you know, days ahead of time to evacuate before before the attacks come. The attacks are targeted specifically, for example, in Beirut, to the Hezbollah strongholds in the south. And, you know, if Israel had wanted to really set back Lebanon to this stage, they could have bombed every power station and every water treatment plant in the entire country. They did not do that. They specifically, and again, based on their considerable intelligence as to what parts of the infrastructure supported Hezbollah, they bombed those bridges, the airport, and those parts of the infrastructure that specifically supported Hezbollah. There's a lot that's still up and running. And I guarantee you, if when this is over, God willing, quickly, and the Lebanese are able to take control of their own land, and the UN and other folks go in there to help rebuild, Israel will be instrumental in helping them to rebuild.
Yeah, I would agree with that. The other thing, did it surprise you that the Israelis have agreed to a viable international force, I guess preferably to Israel these days, NATO, but to a force to come into southern Lebanon to help strengthen the Lebanese army and to make it better for it's safer for Israel, but at the same time be able to begin to do the final rooting out of Hezbollah and its influences in the area?
It surprises me because Israel has been resistant to that force being a UN
force
because it's been an ineffectual force. There's been a UN force there for years and it hasn't done anything. I think what's not surprising is that Israel wants an international force, as you said, a NATO-based force that has actual effective rules of engagement, who can actually fill the vacuum once Israel leaves. Israel does not want to be there. They don't want to be in one inch of Lebanon. They played that round already, and they want out. It was, as I said before, it was their Vietnam. And so they want nothing more than for there to be a credible force, ideally and eventually the Lebanese themselves, who will occupy and control the south. And essentially, the bottom line is, Israel doesn't want to get involved in Lebanese politics. They just want a force there that's going to keep Hezbollah from arming to the teeth and sending rockets and terrorists over the border.
Some of the peace groups in Israel say that they really want a puppet government in Lebanon, but we'll move from there. Were you surprised that Condoleezza Rice went directly to Beirut? I thought it was a smart move.
Well, I think, listen, she has, you know, held back, as has other administration, for a number of arguable reasons. It doesn't surprise me that once they decided to get involved, that they were going to get involved in a pretty direct way rather than kind of do it in, you know, do an end run or do it a roundabout. It doesn't surprise me that she went directly into the heart of things, because I think once they decided to do it, they needed to be involved up to the hilt. What that means, what kind of pressure they're going to put on Israel to start pulling back, I'm not so sure. I think they're going to wait until the Israelis feel...
Well, I think they wanted to hurt Hezbollah as much as possible before they do that.
Oh, listen, Israel is carrying America's water.
Yeah.
We are essentially... Israel is essentially fighting the first round in the conflict against Iran. And if America truly wants to reciprocate and support Israel for having carried its water, I think the next step is, after Hezbollah is taken out, I think America and the rest of the world needs to put incredible pressure upon Iran, or this kind of thing is going to happen every few years. Hezbollah is just a symptom of Iran trying to flex its muscles.
So what's the bottom line? What do you think the outcome will be, Rabbi?
I think the outcome will be, I'm hoping, that very quickly Hezbollah will be neutralized in the south, that an international force and a force containing Lebanese and other soldiers from Arab countries will take control of the south, will set up a stable sovereignty there, and Lebanon will have a real chance of continuing its growth and development as a viable democratic Arab nation in the Middle East, and will be yet another country that has been insulated from being hijacked by militants. I mean, that's the goal. How quickly that'll come about, who knows? But I know that Israel wants to get in and get out of there as quickly as possible and enable the world, and specifically the Lebanese, to take control.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Daniel Wiener, co-founder of Faith Forward. Thank you so much for joining us on this Monday morning. I appreciate you taking the time out to talk to us. Be well. I'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Thanks. It's 9:30 in the morning. I'd love to talk to you. Now, you've heard the analysis from Rabbi Daniel Wiener, co-founder of Faith Forward. He was just over there. In terms of Israel does have the right to defend itself, but how far should it go? Is it carrying the U.S.'s water for this? Absolutely. How do we deal with that, and what are your thoughts? 303-713-7600. It's AM 760, Progressive Talk. And once again, if you'd like to donate to Mercy Corps, it's 1-888-256-1900, 1-888-256-1900. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin.
Progressive traffic.
We're still a bit busy, a little slower. Eastbound Highway 36, approaching 104th Church Ranch, getting down past Sheridan. Our earlier problems at Federal have long since cleared off, and the highways reopen. Front of the jam loosening up. If you're coming down from Boulder, you might want to have a couple extra minutes on hand. Otherwise, things are loosening up and getting back to normal there. Westbound Highway 36 was never really affected. Rest of the highways are also getting back to normal here. Still a little busy southbound I-25 across downtown, but speeds look good across that stretch. Wrapping up on one crash, southbound 225 at Alameda was off to the right shoulder. Traffic there's a little heavy from Colfax on down. Weather for today, partly cloudy and hot. Isolated afternoon showers, highs around 93. We're at 75 now. Maren O'Neill, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Find out how you can get a free iPod Nano for banking with Key. Now that's music to your ears. Visit Key.com, call...
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service, and you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. We believe you shouldn't have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to advertise on the radio. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy by giving you the chance to shop for radio in a no-pressure environment where you can decide how much you want to spend and where you want to spend it. We keep your costs low by offering a smaller number of commercials and letting you pick the customers that you want to reach. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com. That's CustomersAreListening.com.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-339-1267 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-339-1267. 1-800-339-1267.
You may be sitting there right now wondering how you're going to make it through the day, the night, the next plane flight, job interview, or social event. Maybe you'll have a drink. Maybe you'll take another pill. Maybe you're so anxious and depressed that you just really can't help yourself. Do you worry yourself sick, beat yourself up, or put yourself down? Anxiety and depression are two of the most common reasons people take prescription medication, abuse alcohol, and make excuses for why their life isn't working. This isn't the real you. You used to be happy and have confidence and dreams, remember? Well, it's time to get it back. You owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call for a powerful free tape that could help you get your life back. You want to feel better. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. Please, let me help you help yourself.
For your free tape that could change your life, call 1-800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Zal Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hi. this is Aaron Hart on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I was having a discussion with a Maronite Christian, and forgive me, sir, I think your name is Nick, but we're having a dispute about that, what your real name is, or what your name is. So I may have transposed you with a caller, but I do remember that you're a Maronite Christian from Lebanon, and I do want to give you another chance to talk because you had only a minute at the end of the last hour, and you vehemently disagreed with my take on things. And I would love to talk to you and find out what you think, particularly because you're from Lebanon, what you think the solution for your country should be. And I invite anyone who's from the region to call up and talk about it, you know, or who has a stake in it. And we all do. We all do. Now, Rabbi Daniel Wiener was just there. He gave us the benefit of his experience and strength and hope in terms of an outcome that will be fitting. Look, my experience is everybody in the region wants to live in peace. How we get there is the part that breaks our heads open. The more that we can discuss it with each other, though, without, in my case, labeling you anti-Semitic if you feel you're not, and most people feel they're not. And by the way, I don't think just having a discussion on this and disagreeing with me. For example, I've had loud and long conversations with people about the wall. I don't like it. Lots of people do. I don't even like it if it's 6 foot tall and a wire fence. But I do understand in the sense of it being built because of the suicide bomber situation, why it was done. There's always a good reason for increasing security. Whether it should be done in the long run is also a question. The checkpoints between Israel and the Palestinian territories are an abomination. When I was there, it broke my heart. People waiting in line for 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours sometimes. There have been movies made about it. You could make a movie when you're online sometimes. It's a terrible thing. But there has to be a way for Israel to feel secure and to live, for the Palestinian territories to become Palestine and thrive and exist in a way that makes sense for everybody. It's 937 rather, and the number is 303-713-7600. So I would love to talk to you, and if I forgot your name, my Maronite Christian friend, I apologize. I did not mean to. But I did want to devote the last half of this show. I could have kept Rabbi Wiener on, but I decided I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you about this because it concerns our country. It concerns him, too. But I think we need to talk one-on-one about this as well. Mark in Denver, welcome, and thank you for joining us on J. Marvin's show on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning. I listened to the interview that you had with Rabbi Weir.
Wiener.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. And I'm surprised by the amount of misinformation that he has managed to say on the air, and you never corrected him.
Where was he?
He goes with the assumption, and he throws that as an assumption, that Israel's military record is better than the rest of the world. That's an assumption. That's not true. It's not borne by the fact. In 1982, when they invaded Lebanon, they killed about 100.
Sabrullah, Shakila, let them go in there and kill those people. It was awful. Absolutely.
I know, but the presumption that the military Israeli record is perfect.
Didn't he call it Israel's Vietnam?
He did call it Israel Vietnam, but he later on kept on insisting that Israel does its utmost to save civilians. That is not true.
And what proof do you have that it's not
true?
Well,
here, look at the sequence of events. When the Hamas militant, captured the soldier. Okay?
They kidnapped him. They came
That's
into
not
the
a
land.
Kid- well,
They came into Israel and they took him. That's kidnapping.
This is a situation of war. There is a war. Israel, when Hamas got elected, Israel declared war on Hamas.
They did not.
Well, they did. They blockaded Hamas. They blockaded the Palestinian territory. They stopped giving them their money from taxes. Mm-hmm. They stopped food from going in.
And I can disagree. No, they did not. Humanitarian aid still got in. That's a myth.
They started doing it, and it was Europe that said that should not be allowed. So in 2 days before the capture of that soldier, the Israeli had kidnapped two people that they call Hamas militants. That is not mentioned most of the time in the U.S.
Well, Hamas is a terrorist organization. You either look at it as if it's a terrorist organization or you don't. I think it's a terrorist organization.
Then explain. Then you can't. You can't simply say there is 9,000 prisoners, Palestinian prisoners, that have been detained for years.
And some of them detained without charges.
Without charges and tortured and so on. So,
no, torture was outlawed by the U.S. by the Israeli Parliament some time back. But in any event, we can get bogged down. My point is, Mark, we can get bogged down in details. What would you do now?
What I would do now
is
Israel has to abide by U.N. resolution, get out of the territory, return them their water, which is the issue. When people say that they had evacuated Gaza, that is simply not true. They redeployed control of the water, and like you just mentioned, internal control is left to the Israeli army. Their behavior is absolutely terrible.
Okay, before you go off on another rant, yet again using your propaganda tactics to beat up on Israel, because I could beat up on the Palestinians right back with the facts and figures and probably have as many or more than you do. So the reality is, what do you want to do now?
Well, I'll tell you, but in one second, I just pointed out that half an hour, you did not say that to that rabbi.
I generally speaking agree with pretty much what he said.
Okay.
I agree with him that Lebanon was their Vietnam. I think Lebanon was an abomination. I can't stand the government of Ariel Sharon. I am sorry that Israel has been ruled by right-wingers. I'm sorry that the progressives built settlements. But you know what? We can go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth and back and forth until we're dead. And it still won't do anything. So I ask you again, being frustrated now, what the hell would you do? And you can't beat up on Israel in one single sentence.
Israel is in fact the superpower of the region, and because it is a superpower of the region, it has far more control over the events
and they bring people up on charges when they commit atrocities and they do all kinds of things. But go ahead.
Well, they are far more in control.
I will ask you, if you keep going back into a tirade against Israel, which is boring after a while, could you please just come up with a solution? Three-pointer. Pretend you're George Shultz or Zbigniew Brzezinski for a second.
Well, like I said, first is the application of the UN resolution that told Israel.
1559? Great. Let's get Hezbollah out of Lebanon.
Yes.
Let's do it.
And have Israel reveal where 400,000 of their mines are located in Lebanon, and have them release the prisoners that they have captured, and have them stop shooting at Lebanese and stop violating.
When the prisoners quit getting out of jail and then shooting at Israelis again, I'm sure there'll be more sympathy for that idea.
And stop the thousands of violations of Lebanon's sovereignty. You're putting things out of context.
I would think when Lebanon can control its borders, we'll all be a lot better off.
Thank you
so much for your call.
Bye.
We're out of time for this segment. But see, he raises some good points, but we all go back to our comfort zone, which is, and mine is more standing up for Israel because everybody seems to fight with it and wants better out of it, and that's a good thing. But the reality is there are grievances on both sides. So my attitude again is, where do we start from here? And I'll give you a quick three-pointer where I think the region ought to go. You give me your quick three-pointer, and we'll try to have a civil discussion about it, if heated and passionate, which it always should be as well. 9, what time is it? 9:44 in the morning. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show.
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at cheaperfords.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to cheaperfords.com.
Magic Mortgages. 0% interest. No payments for a year. Celebrity endorsements. Sound too good to be true?
It is. Get real. Think Waypoint Mortgage. A local direct lender with real options, real loan programs, and really low rates. Helping people buy their dream home or refinance their existing mortgage is all they do. If you're stuck in an ARM, Waypoint has the lowest fixed rate conversions in the industry. Call Waypoint Mortgage today. 303-741-6800.
What to do next?
Are you an inventor?
Or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? InventHelp has inventors information for you. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-800-900-9241. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-900-9241. That's 1-800-900-9241.
When it's time for a new roof, that's the only number you need. If your home needs a new roof this year, call Excel Roofing, Denver's most trusted roofer. We make it so easy. Your Excel Roofing project manager will take care of your job from start to finish. Excel Roofing has set the standard with our no payment until the job is finished and you are satisfied policy. Don't pay anyone in advance. This is the only way to have work done on your home. Call us today for a free in-home estimate at 303-761-6400. Excel is the original roofer on Tom Martino's referral list. When Tom Martino needed a new roof, he used Excel Roofing. You should do the same. Call us at 303-761-6400 or check us on the web at ExcelRoofing.com.
Excel Roofing, we're on top of it.
Hi, I'm David. And if you're waking up in the middle of the night to urinate like I was, then you'll want to take advantage of this free offer. If you have sexual dysfunction or pain, burning, or dribbling during or after urination, then you may have a condition known as benign prostate enlargement. This is potentially serious and may only get worse with age. So if you're taking saw palmetto to help support a healthy prostate, then you should know that research points to something more powerful. It's called beta prostate, and its primary ingredient contains 3,000 times more concentration than ordinary saw palmetto, and you'll find the results that you're looking for. Remember, it's 3,000 times more concentrated than ordinary saw palmetto, so it works better, and it's healthy to take.
For your risk-free trial of beta prostate, call 1-800-210-3461. That's 1-800-210-3461. Try beta prostate risk-free. That's 1-800-210-3461.
Jamming it to the GOP.
Because they're jamming it to us.
J. Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hi, this is Aaron Hart filling in for J. Marvin. It's 9:48. We have full lines, so I want to whip through the calls. Thank you for taking me at my invitation to call up and give your point of view. Mine quickly was Bill Richardson, who says Europe needs to declare Hezbollah a terrorist, go after their and freeze their assets. Lebanon, the government must be reassured we will help rebuild it, and we will. We must support Israel, and then we must get humanitarian aid in there. And I listened to him, and I just went, why isn't Bill Richardson Secretary of State? Hopefully, maybe he'll be president. What an interesting idea. Okay, let's forthwith jump to the phones. Chris in Centennial. I love talk radio. I can actually use forthwith. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Aaron. Thanks for having this conversation.
Sure.
I'm just wondering if you read the book Matches by Alan Kaufman. And he's a Jewish guy from Brooklyn who goes over to join the Israeli Defense League. And it's a real good humanistic look at what's going on there.
I have not. What's it called again? Matches?
Right.
Okay.
And Alan Kaufman wrote it. I think it was about 2004. And I'd recommend it to your leaders. To your listeners. It's kind of, it'll get into the minds of maybe, so a lot of people are anti-Israel because they think they're such a great superpower. But I just don't see them as a superpower over there, even though militarily they are. They have more of a mindset as being the underdog in the region.
Yes, they do, and with good reason.
Right. And I don't think a lot of your listeners that are calling see them as some big, huge Goliath when they see themselves as being a little, you know, they're surrounded and they feel very vulnerable. And I don't think a lot of the listeners realize that.
I think that's a very good tip, and thank you so much for your call, Chris.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Ron on a cell phone. Thank you for joining us on AM 760 Progressive Talk this morning. Good morning. Don on a cell phone, maybe? Dan, I can't read my own handwriting, Dan. It's not the producer's fault. It's mine.
Hello.
I scribbled
quickly. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome, Dan.
I'd like to know if Israel is the aggressor, why they've been attacked 7 times by the Arabs and Muslims since 1948, including this conflict, currently called a conflict. They have never left a state of war. They can't afford to.
No.
Number
well,
two,
but
anytime,
see, think
anytime
they
your
the
last
land in
caller
the first
wants to quote the UN, then I'm going to quote the UN Charter, which allows and created the existence of Israel. That land was awarded to the Jewish people as, if you will, restitution for allowing the Holocaust to go on by the mm-hmm. international community.
Yep.
So Israel has a right to exist under the UN Charter. Number three, what about all the Jewish refugees and murdered Jews from the Arab countries? Do they get the right of return of their property? And number three, I wish you would stop referring to them as suicide bombers. They are homicide bombers. They target children. They target women. They, you know, I'm tired of this. How is it that the Arabs and the militants are the aggressors? They have called for and sworn their lives to the destruction of the state of Israel,
which
they referred to as the Zionist state.
Now, your challenge is, because I gave the challenge to a fellow from the other side, your challenge, without beating up on the Palestinians or the Arabs, is to come up with a solution. What's yours?
The solution is the Arabs recognize Israel's right to exist in all sects of their religion. The Israelis are perfectly willing to live in peace. Hell, we just gave them back the Gaza Strip, and they're already firing missiles from there. What does that tell you?
Well,
they don't
gave
want
back Lebanon
peace.
In the six years they allowed Hezbollah to hijack the bottom of their country.
That's right.
But they were weakened. You know they were weakened. Lebanon didn't have a very strong government.
Rafiq Hariri was assassinated. The only peace that the Arabs want is P-I-E-C-E. They consider Israel proper and occupied territory. They don't recognize it. You go on to Al Jazeera's website, you go on to any of the Arab websites, it lists Jerusalem as the capital of Palestine. It does not have the state of Israel there on their maps. And until they love their kids, as Golda Meir said, and when they love their children more than they love us, there will be peace.
They don't want peace.
Again, it's P-I-E-C-E, not P-E-A-C-E.
Thank you very much for your call, Dan. I appreciate it. The reality is, yes, it's very difficult, and it is very hard. And really, the Israelis will settle. I told you the story when they welcomed the King of Jordan in. I hope Ehud Olmert figures out a way to go in and apologize for some of the accidental civilian deaths. Because that, you know, and maybe it isn't analogous and the same thing, because the children who were killed in Israel that the King of Jordan wept over were killed by terrorists. But it is still the gestures, and Israel does make them. I think people forget that sometimes. Bob in Colorado Springs, welcome.
Morning, Aaron. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
A couple of issues. You know, I think it was 2 days ago that Israel asked for precision-guided weapons, I guess, LGBs or laser-guided bombs.
We expedited their order. They were already on order. We expedited it.
Okay, but, and then we send Condi Rice over to be, you know, to try to be a diplomat and to try to resolve this issue. You know, we are, you know, supporting one side massively, and I don't see how diplomacy is going to work, particularly from our side, since we're, you know, shoveling arms at one of the parties.
We're still the lone superpower, so that's part of it. But I think maybe the time has come to allow others to be helpful brokers of peace as well. The trouble is, who's going to step up on the stage? Now, it may be that this international force will help. It may be, and I understand. Look, we do support Israel, and the Bush administration makes no bones about which side they support more. But in part, that has happened because the Palestinians' leadership allowed many chances to deteriorate and evaporate under them. They had a wonderful chance under Ehud Barak in the White House with Bill Clinton. Yasser Arafat blew that entirely by every sane historical account of it. So it's a very sad thing. Now, I agree with, I think what Rice was doing this morning when she flew into Beirut first instead of Israel was to say, look, we're paying attention to you, too. We want a moderate government in Lebanon. And if standing here and shoring you up and helping you will help, great.
We also promised aid. We don't throw, $2.5 billion or whatever the aid we give to Israel. We don't give anywhere near that amount of money to Jordan or other
But we split it among 10 or 15 different countries. We give it to Egypt. We give it to Jordan. We give it to lots of countries. And I would grant you that it probably adds up or totals more or as much as we give to Israel. But Israel
I don't
is
think
a
it
democratic.
Does.
Well, look it up because I think you may be surprised. But I think one of the things that you have to consider is. We do give more aid substantially to Jordan and Egypt. Why? Because they made a peace agreement with Israel.
Well, I think
so. Here's a simple tip: want more aid, make peace, not war.
Until we resolve what is the root cause, and that, you know, to me, it's like, why don't we make Jerusalem a neutral city? Have the UN or some blue-helmeted outfit?
Never going to happen.
But we're never going to resolve the conflict until
because the 10-point solution people want to partition Palestine to a certain extent, have the eastern side, or maybe make it a more of an international city, but definitely leave it in at least part of it into Israel's control. And then you make a two-state viable solution. The Palestinians give up the right of return. The Israelis give up their settlements, and believe you me, those are nice apartment houses. So you know what? I think it could work out in the end if sane people are allowed to prevail. But a lot will depend on whether sane people are allowed to prevail. Thank you for your call, Bob. Shaul in Denver, welcome, and thank you for joining us on the J. Marvin Show.
Thank you so much for taking my call. Actually, I'm sure that we can hold a conversation. We don't have much time. You are asking for a solution. And you know what?
Let's start
with a solution straight away rather than smear either side. I'm an Israeli. I have a brother who is displaced from his home. Yet, on the other side, there is a lot of suffering. So, first of all, I'm sorry for...
You have about a minute. Go ahead. I'm going to let you take all the time. Go.
I would say quickly. One, Hezbollah returned the soldiers. Hamas returned the soldier. Two, international forces and not the United Nations... Lebanese army patrol the South Lebanese and not let extremists over.
I love your solutions, but your cell phone is cutting out. Please call again when I sub again and call J. Marvin, too. I appreciate it, Shaul.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Living with stabbing jaw pain? Excruciating headaches? Gamma Knife may be your option to finally get relief without surgery. Swedish Medical Center's Gamma Knife is a quick, painless procedure that targets the condition called trigeminal neuralgia that may be causing your pain. Call 720-266-4911 to find out if Gamma Knife treatment could be an option for you. That's 720-266-4911.
Or go to bristolwindows.com.